It's a hometown tradition, playing under the bright lights in front of family and friends, playing for the pride and glory of the name across the front of the jersey, playing for the love of the game. The hometown tradition continues. Your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3, is your home for high school sports. The games on Eagle Country 99.3 are powered by
Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Buffalo Wings and Rings in Greendale, Citizens Against Substance Abuse of Dearborn County, the City of Lawrenceburg, the Dearborn County Health Department, DeVille Pharmacy in Dillsboro, Rising Sun, and Lawrenceburg, Caring Heating and Cooling in Batesville, Ag Ford in Greendale, Ivy Tech Community College, Margaret Mary Health, Gary Trable, sales expert at Herlinger Chevrolet, U.S. Army Lawrenceburg Recruiting Station, St. Elizabeth Healthcare, Fordway Fuels, and Whitewater Motor Company.
The hometown tradition continues right now on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
It is week 9 of high school football in Indiana, and that means rivalry week here in Dearborn County. The South Dearborn Knights, in year 2 of one of the biggest football resurgences in all of Indiana, enter tonight with a 5-3 record and would love nothing more than to cap off the season with a road victory against their rivals, the Lawrenceburg Tigers. That will be a tough task as Lawrenceburg, winners of 7 straight, enters tonight with a 7-1 record. And they would love nothing more than to wash the taste of last year's last-second defeat to their arch rival out of their mouths and restore their recent dominance in this rivalry. Bragging rights on the line tonight between Lawrenceburg and South Dearborn. Game time next. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Lawrenceburg High School, Dick Meter Stadium, the Pit. I'm John Blackwell, joined by Travis Thayer, and you're listening to High School Football on Eagle 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com. This is the Whitewater Motor Company in Milan pregame show. Tonight, we have one of our area's biggest rivalry games, if not our area's biggest rivalry game, Travis. Lawrenceburg, South Dearborn, it doesn't matter the sport, it doesn't matter the records. This is a big-time game here in Dearborn County.
Yeah, and I love that it's the final game of the regular season. It gives you that big game feel. Beautiful night for football. Somebody's going to get the bragging rights for another year, and they're also going to build momentum going into sectional. And we saw a thriller last year, a 20-14 South Dearborn win in overtime. And I'm just from the broadcaster perspective, we would love to see another tight game with some drama late here at the Pit tonight.
Well, no doubt about that, Travis. And selfishly, I haven't had a tight game yet this year on the call, so that would be great. I'm John Blackwell alongside my partner, Double T, Travis Thayer. Thanks for tuning in, Travis. Let's first talk about the host team, the Lawrenceburg Tigers. As I mentioned in the intro, 7-1, winners of 7 straight. Their only loss is to Class 4A number 1 and undefeated East Central. This is a Tiger team that's getting better as the year goes. Garrett Yoon's having an outstanding sophomore campaign. Adam Bird has gone north of 1,000 yards on the ground for the year, and the defense is much improved from last year. I talked to Coach Kniga about that in the pregame show. Travis, this is a well-rounded high school football team here in Lawrenceburg.
Yeah, and Coach Kniga was on our airwaves earlier this morning with Bubba Bo talking about his team, averaging almost 40 points a game, but you talked about that much-improved defense. They're only allowing around 16 per game, so they've been blowing out pretty much everybody that they've played this year, especially during that 7-game win streak. They're balanced on offense. You mentioned Garrett Yoon. He can throw it. He can hurt you with his legs, and they run the ball incredibly effectively behind that big offensive line. And then defensively, we've talked a lot about their defensive line in recent weeks. Ashton Craig, Braden York, Ethan Paris, Mason Kennedy. We expect to maybe see Dalton Dixon back in there tonight. He is in uniform, so that beefs up their line. They got more star players than that, but this is a very good football team that can hurt you in all three phases of the game.
No doubt about that. And their opponent tonight, another very good football team, the South Dearborn Knights, enter the season 5-3 after a 4-1 start. They took their setback against East Central like everybody has this year, and then they took a loss to Franklin County. They got back on the right track last week against Rushville. They've kind of had to reinvent their team, at least their offense, as senior quarterback Adam Dixon 1,600 yards, over 1,600 yards, 17 touchdowns, only 5 interceptions. He was in the middle of an outstanding senior campaign, went down 2 weeks ago against Franklin County. The Knights have had to kind of reinvent themselves on that side of the ball, but they have the tools to do it for sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of talent on that side of the ball. I guess it would start with Dalton Guthrie after you talk about Adam Dixon. He's a tremendous running back, had a really great game last week, and you got a younger guy like Landon Herzner who can hurt people in the run and pass game. And then they got a pretty good set of wide receivers, as does Lawrenceburg. You're going to hear Sparinger, Bartley, Dixon, Black, perhaps Willoughby if Dixon's going to be back in there tonight. Time will tell, but there's a lot of talent on that South Dearborn offense. They just need it to all come together against the good Tigers defense tonight.
Yeah, and one of those wide receivers, Reese Willoughby, has moved to quarterback with Dixon's injury. We talked all year on the broadcast on our Crunch Time show about not only was Dixon having a great year, but he was really spreading the ball around to multiple targets. So that's maybe helpful now because one of those targets has moved to quarterback, but there were a lot of targets all year long.
Absolutely. So everybody is used to stepping up in big moments. So there's not a lot of fall off there. South Dearborn would definitely like to see Reese back at wide receiver because he's a big play threat. But mention it again. There's a lot of talent over there, and they seem to maybe have gotten some things figured out after last week. So it'll be interesting to see how they play here tonight.
Well, Travis, it's going to be a good one. The Tigers are 7-1. The Knights are 5-3. It's a beautiful fall night here in Southeast Indiana, as you already mentioned. Let's take a quick break. We're going to be joined by Lawrenceburg head coach Ryan Kniga on the other side of this break here on the Whitewater Motor Company in Milan pregame show. You're listening to High School Football on Eagle 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Hey everyone, this is Sharon McAndrew. I'm a parent of four beautiful, crazy teenagers here in Dearborn County. We all know parenting isn't easy, especially when it's time to talk about alcohol and drug use. I guarantee you'll get heavy sighs and eye rolls. My greatest piece of advice, talk to them. Give them the skills to empower them to make healthy and safe choices. And make sure you are listening too. Show them they can rely on you and trust you. Need help starting that conversation? Go to DearbornCountyCASA.com for tips.
Trust your propane and heating oil needs to Wardway Fuels. At Wardway, we're dedicated to keeping you warm and comfortable all winter. With our automatic delivery service, you have the peace of mind knowing your propane or oil supply is safe and sufficient. Wardway's low prices and fast, friendly service makes them your first choice for oil and propane. Family owned and operated since 1981, we're Wardway Fuels, fueling your warmth and comfort all year long.
Join a new generation of heroes at American Legion Post 239. Wednesday night is the big bingo party. Doors open at 4 and early birds start at 6:30. Bring all your friends over 18 because the bigger the party, the bigger the payout.
Indiana Gaming License Number 150612. Please play responsibly.
And don't forget, American Legion Post 239 is always welcoming new members. All veterans are eligible. Just look for the Flying Red Horse at the corner of 2nd and Front Streets in downtown Lawrenceburg. American Legion Post 239, a new generation of heroes.
Ivy Tech appealed to me because of the low cost and the individual learning environment. And I've received so much support there. The teachers show a lot of faith in the students. I'm Elizabeth, and I'm with Ivy. Learn more at ivytech.edu/Lawrenceburg.
Hey, sports ball fans, this is Lori with Eagle Country 99.3, and my friend Gary Trable is a proud sponsor of this sportscast and your athlete. Stop and see Gary at Herlinger Chevrolet the next time you're shopping for a new vehicle, and be the star of your game with a warranty forever from Gary at Herlinger Chevrolet.
Your family's hometown pharmacy, DeVille Pharmacy.
Surprises are nice, unless it involves your prescription drug coverage. As the end of the year approaches, it is Medicare Part D re-enrollment time. The enrollment dates are October the 15th through December the 7th. Plan formularies change every year. Let DeVille Pharmacies review your current medication list and make sure that all of your medications will be covered in the coming year. Stop by and ask for assistance with the plan comparison.
Our family has been digging deeper for ways to save money. Natalie's digging in the sofa.
A quarter? Cha-ching!
We even found a way we could cut our energy bill up to 80%.
ClimateMaster geothermal systems tap the constant temperature of the earth to provide heating, cooling, and hot water while keeping our home comfortable all year long. And ClimateMaster systems are so efficient, the investment quickly pays for itself.
They're also a cleaner choice for the environment.
Call Jeff at Gehring today at 812-934-6088 or visit GehringInc.com and leave the digging
to the professionals at Gehring.
Civista Bank offers checking accounts that match the way you live. Learn more at civista.bank. Member FDIC. Focused on you. Thank you for listening to your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3 WSCH, Aurora, Lawrenceburg, Harrison, Hidden Valley, and Hebron.
Hey, it's Double T Travis there. Drive home with me every weekday on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
Whitewater Motor Company and Milan pregame show, joined now by Lawrenceburg head coach Ryan Kaniga. He and his 7-1 Tigers wrap up regular season play tonight at home against their arch rival, the South Dearborn Knights. Coach, haven't had you in a couple weeks. Talk a little bit about the last couple of weeks since we had you, which I believe was against Franklin County. Had a back and forth night with Batesville there, came out on top, and then won a couple games against maybe some teams that people expected you to beat, but seemed to be playing really well during that stretch.
Yeah, I think we are. You know, the last time that we were on was the Franklin County game, and you know, had a great night that night, and then obviously you follow that up with Batesville, who came down and played an extremely well game against us, a 36-35 win, which allowed us to at least be able to share the EIAC 3A championship. And then we go to Rushville, where we were able to wrap it up, and then last week at Connersville in our first rain game of the year, which is totally different from last year where we played in the rain almost every week. But, you know, right now the Tigers are playing well, and the good news for us, we're healthy.
Yeah, the Tigers, speaking of the Tigers playing well, the Tigers are only giving up 15 points per game, and teams have only hit the 20 mark against you guys two times all season, one of those being number one in 4A East Central. Talk a little bit about, just kind of big picture going back to last year, some of the major improvements on the defensive side of the ball for you guys.
Well, I think the major improvement is our D-line. It starts up there, and if you're going to hold teams, you know, below that 20 mark and hold them under a certain amount of yards rushing each week, it has to start up front. And our guys like Dalton Dixon, you know, Ashton Craig, Mason Kennedy, those guys have done a great job. And then you throw in a York and some other guys. We got a kind of a, you know, play by committee up there right now, but those guys are doing a great job. Our linebackers are really solid and Kennard and Marshall. We were able to get Andrew Roth back, who's helped us tremendously. But, you know, that would be the difference this year, Coach. It would be our guys up front.
And on the offensive side of the ball, another great season for the Tiger offense. Great balance to the Tiger offense. Garrett Yoon, one of the best quarterbacks in the area. And Adam Berg, already north of 1,000 yards. There's been a lot of really good running backs come through Lawrenceburg, as you and I both know. Adam Berg, he's only a junior. He's leaving his mark now as well.
He is, and, you know, that's good for Adam to see. He had a great offseason. You know, after last season, we had a good long talk, and he made a commitment to be better this year, and that's what's happening. And, you know, obviously, once again, I think that starts up front with our guys we have up there. And then when you have a threat in Yoon who can run or throw, that helps take, you know, some of the focus off him as well. But there's no doubt he's having a great year as well.
You got another young man with the last name Yoon back last week, got him in the mix a little bit about Connersville, against Connersville. Got to be great to have Gavin back. He missed the first seven games of his senior year with a knee injury.
It is. You know, we're excited to have him back full time tonight. Last week he played about 25 plays. And you know, the good thing for him, he's been a leader since the injury, here every day at practice, talking some of our young guys through some things. So, you know, it'll be nice to have him in the huddle. And every time he's on the field, he's definitely an option, and he'll be someone that South Durbin will definitely focus on. So, you know, that's another threat to our offense. So maybe we can get him his first touchdown tonight.
Week 9, regular season finale tonight. Personally, being a part of this rivalry myself, I love Lawrenceburg South Dearborn in week 9. Not a conference game, postseason's next week, but still the big rivalry game. Talk a little bit about this South Dearborn team. They've kind of had to reinvent themselves on offense over the past couple weeks themselves. What do you like about South Dearborn? What's it going to take for the Tigers to come out on the right side of this one?
Well, I like their defensive line. They're fast, they're quick, they're big and strong up there. They move well. I think their linebackers read really well and they get to the football. Offensively, you know, it's kind of a, you know, what are we going to see? I think we'll have to figure that out the first couple series with Adam Dixon being out and hurt with a broken hand. So, you know, we'll have to throw our way through some things early and see where they're going to go with that. But, you know, the Dixon kid's really good, and Guthrie, he just gets better every week. He's doing a nice job. So we're definitely going to have to play well. They got some weapons, and we're going to have to hopefully contain those guys.
Well, Coach, it's been another great season here in Tiger Town. Got a chance to not only finish 8-1, but it would be 8 wins in a row after starting out 0-1 heading into the postseason. I know that'd be huge. Thank you for your time, and good luck tonight and moving forward into the section.
Thank you. Thank you guys for everything you do, and go Tigers.
That is Lawrenceburg head coach Ryan Kinnegan with his pregame thoughts as the Tigers prepare to tangle with the South Dearborn Knights. We'll be back after this on the Whitewater Motor Company and Milan pregame show, and we will hear from South Dearborn boss Rand Ballard. You're listening to High School Football on Eagle 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
This is Lead Minister Nathan Palahowski from Rising Sun Church of Christ. I have a question for you. Have you ever read the Bible and said to yourself, what in the world did I just read? Yeah, us too. If that is you, we would love for you to join us during our new series called Say What. Service times are 8:30 or 10:45. RSCC is located at 315 North High Street, Rising Sun, Indiana. You can find more information about our church at any social media platform following RSCC Family or check out our website at rsccfamily.org.
Hello, Dearborn County. Flu season is upon us, and now is the time to receive your annual flu vaccine from the Dearborn County Health Department. Each season brings a new and different strain. If you were vaccinated earlier in the year, it's imperative that you receive your vaccine again to prevent you from getting the flu this season. Please call the DCHD to learn more or schedule an appointment, as many services are provided off-site. The DCHD strives to get you in swiftly and offers many options to meet your needs. Call 537-8843.
Get vaccinated! Dearborn County.
Hey, it's Happy Jack bridging the gap between Bubba Bo and Double T every weekday from 10 till 2 on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
Welcome back to the Whitewater Motor Company and Milan pregame show, joined now by South Dearborn head coach Rand Mallard as he and the Knights prepare for this road contest against the Lawrenceburg Tigers. Coach, you guys are in the middle of another fine season, 5-3 right now, had a couple hiccups. Of course, everybody's had a hiccup against East Central and then to Franklin County, but got back on track last week with a good win against Rushville. Talk a little bit about that one last week.
Yeah, John, appreciate you having me on. We was able to get back on track. You know, Franklin County caught us off guard there. I tell you what, they're a good football team. You know, they got a really nice running back there in Tashane, and you know, he just got loose on us. But like you said, we was able to get back on track. And, you know, we opened up the game. We knew having Adam down, we were going to need to run the ball and go to our run game. And we made some tweaks to what we do, and we were able to get the offensive line moving and paving ways. And Dalton had a great night. And like I said, we was, you know, fortunate enough to get up on top of them earlier, and we was able to control the ball and get out of there with a W.
Leads me to my next question, Coach. Senior quarterback Adam Dixon was in the middle of an outstanding season. You know, the stats speak for themselves there. He went down 2 weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken, against Franklin County. Year without him. Talk a little bit, if you could, about the season he had. Unfortunately, if I'm not mistaken, he's not going to be able to finish it. And then, you know, how that kind of changed your approach last week and moving forward tonight into next week or the postseason.
Sure. Adam, no doubt. You know, 3-year starter. He was having a great season. You know, at the time when he went down, he was ranked 5th in 4A in passing. That's a great accomplishment there. But you know, it is what it is. You know, we're a next man up type team, and Adam's been here all along. And you know, he got hurt there in practice that following week after Franklin County, and you know, Reese stepped in and done a fantastic job. And you know, we look for Reese to you know, had another great week of practice. And you know, hey, don't count 4 out. You know, he's dressed tonight, and he's ready to go. So he is cleared medically. So, you know, it's hard telling what will happen from the red and blue. But we'll see what happens and how this game goes. And, you know, but again, don't count 4 out.
Well, speaking of this game here in the pit, week 9 rivalry game, not a conference game technically in football, and we're 1 week ahead from postseason. But it's still Lawrenceburg versus South Dearborn, big time matchup in these parts. Talk a little bit about this Lawrenceburg team and what it might take for you guys to get them for the second year in a row.
Oh yeah, you know, I tell you what, Lawrenceburg's heck football team. Coach Kaniga, his staff do a great job. You know, they're good. They're full house. They're ready to go. All their guys are healthy. So you know, we expect a dogfight. You throw the records out, and you know, it's like Coach said earlier in the week. You know, these kids are all friends. They all work together. Heck, they hang out together on the weekends, and, you know, kudos to them. It's not like what it used to be back in the 80s and 90s, but it's still rivalry. We still battle, and, you know, we're going to give it our shot tonight, and I know they'll be ready. They got senior night. They're going to be intense. We got to match that intensity, and we look to have a good night tonight and hopefully get out of here with a W.
Last question, Coach. It is Lawrenceburg senior night. We'll spend a few minutes on the air talking about that, but you've got a really, really good senior class as well. Talk a little bit about some of those guys and the mark they've left on this program, regardless of what happens tonight and in the postseason.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we got a good group of kids, our seniors this year. Dalton Guthrie, Adam Dixon, as I mentioned earlier, Chance Sparinger, Brandon McGraw, Kanan Jackson, those guys are on that offensive side. Jake Black has done a fantastic job. You know, on defensive side, we're a little younger on defense than everybody thinks we are. But, you know, Will Yock's done a fantastic job. Our linebacker core with Timmy Dick, Nate Pruitt, and Jacob Walden, you know, do a great job. And then, like I said, we're a little younger on the defensive side, so that's a good thing. But, you know, moving forward, like I said, our seniors have, you know, they're here tonight, and they want to get the Berg, just like I'm sure the Berg wants to get our guys. So, like I said, we look for a great night, and, you know, beautiful night. The weather's beautiful, and, you know, again, we'll hopefully have a good football game.
Coach, really appreciate your time. Best of luck tonight and moving on in the postseason.
I appreciate it, John. Thanks.
That is South Dearborn coach Rand Mallard with his pregame thoughts. Back after this, we will have our final thoughts, including the Hag for Keys to the Game. This is the Whitewater Motor Company in Milan pregame show. You're listening to high school football on Eagle 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
When it comes to all things F-Series, rely on your ultimate truck destination. From Rangers to Raptors, 150s to 450s, long beds or short beds, XLTs to King Ranches, gas or diesel, regular cabs to crew cabs, or if you just feel like browsing the largest selection of Super Duties in the tri-state, then Hegg Ford is the answer. Browse over 100 F-Series in-store or online at HeggFordSales.com. Hegg Ford, we are the difference.
Do you have a talent for capturing unique and artistic photos? If so, don't miss your chance to submit them for Margaret Mary Health's 2020 Community Calendar Contest. Photos may be sent by email, CD, or flash drive. All submissions are due by Friday, November 1st. To learn more, visit us online at mmhealth.org or call Margaret Mary's Marketing Department at area code 812-933-5517.
At Ivy Tech Community College, we're all a family because it's such a small classroom size and you get really close to both your teachers and your classmates. I'm Isabella and I'm with Ivy Tech Community College. Learn more or enroll today at ivytech.edu/Lawrenceburg.
Small town, big deal.
Fall into downtown Lawrenceburg.
There's lots of thrills happening right here at home this fall.
Expanded retail now open for shopping and new dining options coming soon.
Fall events like Spooktacular at the Fire Department and Trick or Treat this October.
The Whiskey City Festival, Winter Wonderland, and ice skating return in November.
Lawrenceburg, Indiana, a city on the rise.
Fall into downtown Lawrenceburg at thinklawrenceburg.com. Hey, it's Bubba Bo. Get all the news, weather, and traffic you need to start your day with me on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
Welcome back to Lawrenceburg High School. John Blackwell alongside my partner, Travis Thayer. Just heard from both Lawrenceburg head coach Ryan Kniga and South Dearborn coach Rand Ballard their final thoughts before this big Week 9 rivalry game here at Lawrenceburg High School. Travis, Coach Ballard mentioned it. The Tigers are healthy.
Mm-hmm.
They've had some injury problems all year. They were waiting on a couple key seniors, Gavin Yoon, Andrew Roth, to get healthy. The Tigers are healthy. The Knights are reinventing themselves as they're replacing quarterback Adam Dixon. So it's a great time of year if you're Coach Ryan Kniga to be full strength. You're 7-1, and you're just now establishing full strength.
Yeah, so you got to feel good about yourself, especially getting guys like Gavin Yoon back, Andrew Roth, like you mentioned. That helps on both sides of the ball. If you're Lawrenceburg, though, you can't look across the sideline and say, we're more healthy than you. We're going to come out and just run over top of you, because this South Dearborn team is coming here to win the game. They're just as pumped up as Lawrenceburg is, and there's a lot of talent on this South Dearborn side as well. So hopefully the Tigers aren't coming in with a big head attitude with all the talent they have on their side. But it makes for an interesting dynamic as they get out in between the lines and actually play the game.
It does, Travis, and let's not forget, I think, you know, anybody objectively would label Lawrenceburg the favorite in this one, regardless of what your criteria are, especially with Adam Dixon being hurt. But South Dearborn did win this game a year ago. After losing, you know, 3 or 4 years in a row with lopsided scores, they got that Lawrenceburg monkey off their back, if you will. So there's that factor as well for South Dearborn, despite the fact that they're not 100%.
Yeah, 7 out of 10, the Tigers have won here, but South Dearborn had the win last year in a close contest. So anything can happen in this game, as we've seen, as we're getting ready for the national anthem.
But we are indeed getting ready for the national anthem. So we will take a quick break while they play the anthem here. And when we return here on the Whitewater Motor Company and Milan pregame show, Travis will have our Hack 4 keys to the game. You're listening to high school football on Eagle 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
St. Elizabeth physicians know the importance of having the right care when you need it most, which is why we've opened a brand new facility right here in Dearborn County, just off I-275 and US 50. Our highly rated physicians are now here to provide you with personalized primary and specialty care, as well as the convenience of urgent care 7 days a week. St. Elizabeth physicians, we're committed to our patients, so we'll be there for you every step of your journey.
At Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, we believe in bringing world-class orthopedic care close to home. That's why I'm now seeing patients at our convenient Lawrenceburg location. I'm Dr. Matt Johansson of Beacon Orthopedics, and I specialize in helping patients overcome chronic hip and knee pain due to arthritis and other conditions. Schedule your appointment to see me at Beacon Orthopedics in Lawrenceburg by calling 513-605-4444 or schedule online at beaconortho.com. That's 513-605-4444 or beaconortho.com.
Hey, sportsball fans, this is Lori with Eagle Country 99.3, and my friend Gary Trable is a proud sponsor of this sportscast and your athlete. Stop and see Gary at Herlinger Chevrolet the next time you're shopping for a new vehicle, and be the star of your game with a warranty forever from Gary at Herlinger Chevrolet.
Step into Buffalo Wings and Rings, the ultimate sports restaurant. You'll feel like a VIP with nearly 50 TVs, serious craft beers, and chef-inspired flavors for every fan. From fresh, never-frozen wings and homemade blue cheese dressing to gourmet burgers and fresh salads. Buffalo Wings and Rings, where fans and families get the best seat to every game. Stop into the Greendale location on Flossie Drive. Buffalo Wings and Rings. Game time just got better. Order online at buffalowingsandrings.com.
Ivy Tech Community College is very affordable. It has some fantastic teachers, and the advising staff is amazing. I'm Andrew, and I'm with Ivy. Learn more or enroll today at ivytech.edu/Lawrenceburg.
Hey, it's Double T Travis there. I have all the news, sports, and traffic you need to wrap up your day on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
High School, John Blackwell alongside Travis Thayer. We had the extended pregame show tonight due to senior night festivities here at Lawrenceburg High School. We will certainly call many or all of those senior Tiger players tonight during the game. We are wrapping up the Whitewater Motor Company and Milan pregame show. Whitewater Motor Company, the most trusted name in the car business. Travis, I will keep my eye on the coin toss activities. You deliver our Hag Board keys to the game, as well as a new segment. I believe we have a Supercuts matchup of the game.
Yep,
take it away, Travis.
We'll start with the Hag 4 keys to the game. They kind of go hand in hand, but both teams get off the field on the defensive side of the ball. For South Dearborn, they only convert 22% of their third down plays, so Lawrenceburg wants to keep them right in that range. Lawrenceburg, they're a little bit better on third downs offensively, 51% conversion. South Dearborns want to see that number go down dramatically tonight. Penalties, we saw a couple weeks ago, South Dearborn really struggled with penalties against Franklin County. Got to limit those on both sides of the ball and hit some big plays. Be explosive on offense and try to get that momentum in front of a big crowd tonight. So those are the Hag Forward keys to the game.
There are your Hag Forward keys to the game. Thank you, Travis. Hag Forward here in Lawrenceburg has been family-owned and operated for over 55 years. Stop by the dealership on US 50 in Greendale and get your keys to a brand-new Ford today, or visit them at hagfordsales.com. How about that Supercuts matchup of the game?
Big matchup tonight. The Tigers' D-line been a strong suit of their team all year versus that Knights' offensive line. Again, going back a couple weeks, South Dearborn struggled against Franklin County's front seven. So let's see if the Tigers can hold down Guthrie and get to the quarterback here tonight.
And that's your Supercuts matchup of the game. Supercuts located on US 50 in the Skyline Center. Supercuts, Supercolor, waxing, and more. Plus the hot towel refresher leaves you clean, sharp, and ready to go. The Tigers won the toss, elected to receive. South Dearborn tried that kind of midline kick, Travis. It wasn't an onside, but they didn't want to kick it deep, and it went out of bounds. And, you know, it's interesting because it went out of bounds on this side of the 35-yard line. So I believe that's just going to go to the spot. Because if a kickoff goes out of bounds past the 35, that's the yard. It didn't even make it to the 35.
Sure.
It looks like the ball spotted at the 38-yard line for the Tigers. That's where their first drive will start. First and 10, obviously, under sophomore quarterback Garrett Yoon, who's having an outstanding sophomore campaign, 1,192 yards through the air to go with 813 on the ground. We'll get to the starting lineups. The rest of the starting lineups here after the first and 10 play.
Going heavy.
Unit in the shotgun, very heavy formation. Mason Kennedy, a fullback, gives to Bird off left tackle. He's got room to run. He's going to get about 7 or 8 before he's brought down by number 26, Drake Peets. Let me set the starting lineup tonight. Brought to you by CASA. Join the Voices for Recovery. Together we are stronger. DearbornCountyCASA.com. The Lawrenceburg offense, already mentioned quarterback Yoon, running back Adam Bird. He was led there by fullback Mason Kennedy. The receiving corps, Dia Patel, along with Dakota Roth and senior Gavin Yoon. Seth Lampert will be out there as well. Up front, center Sam Thayer. Guards, 54 Ashton Craig, 52 Jack Bradley. The tackles, 74 Jason Morton, and 50 Ethan Paris. Second two for the Tigers. Yoon looking deep for Gavin Yoon. It's caught at the 20. He's inside the 10. 5.
Right.
Touchdown. Touchdown, Tigers. 2 plays, 62 yards. A 54-yard strike from Yoon to Yoon. We called that combination a ton last year, Travis. Only Gavin's second game back. It was just a post route over the middle of the field. Garrett was locked onto him the whole time.
Yeah, they came out with that heavy set, looking like they're going to run the ball. Bird picked up 9 yards on the first play. They come back in a similar formation. Gavin Yoon has one-on-one coverage, and Garrett throws a dime to him. Good to have Gavin Yoon back. Huge play, paying dividends early in this game.
And here comes Miss Avery C to tack on the extra point right down the middle. Tigers strike first. Lawrenceburg 7, South Dearborn 0. We'll be right back. High school football on Eagle 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Trust your propane and heating oil needs to Ward Way Fuels. At Ward Way, we're dedicated to keeping you warm and comfortable all winter. With our automatic delivery service, you have the peace of mind knowing your propane or oil supply is safe and sufficient. Ward Way's low prices and fast, friendly service makes them your first choice for oil and propane. Family owned and operated since 1981, we're Ward Way Fuels, fueling your warmth and comfort all year long.
Hey, it's Bubba Bo. Get all the news, weather, and traffic you need to start your day with me on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
Welcome back to Nick Leader Stadium, home of Neary Field here at Lawrenceburg High School. The Tigers strike first and quickly. We are only 47 seconds into this one. It's Lawrenceburg 7 and South Dearborn 0. The drive summary won't take long. Travis, 2 plays, 62 yards. Adam Bird, a first down run for 8 yards. And then the strike, 54 yards. Garrett to Gavin on a post route.
Yeah, we talked about it just before the break. Man-to-man coverage. There was no safety over the top as South Dearborn had pretty much everybody in the box set up to stop the run game. And what a strike from Garrett Yoon, putting it right on the money to older brother Gavin.
Coach Kaniga said in his pregame interview, maybe we can get his first touchdown tonight. That
didn't take long.
There's 11-13 to go in the first quarter. Mason Kennedy kicks it off for the Tigers. Good kick, fielded on about the 5-yard line by
Whitelock.
Number 6, Bailey Whitelock. He turns a corner on the right side of the field and gets to about the 40 and collided with a couple of his own players after a hit on the sideline, including a young lady student manager, but everybody's tough and doesn't seem to be harmed. But a good return by Whitelock nonetheless. It'll be at the 41-yard line. Let's talk again our CASA starting lineups tonight. Starting lineups brought to you by CASA. Visit them at DearbornCountyCASA.com. Under center for the Knights, number 11, Reese Willoughby, replacing the injured Adam Dixon, moving from his wide receiver position. In the backfield, he's got the senior Dalton Guthrie with him. His wide receivers will be Andy Dixon, Blake Bartley, and Chance Sparinger up front protecting him. Get to them in just a second. A little reverse pass right here. Wide open. They give a reverse pass. Timmy Dick, number one, hits number 88, Jake Black, and he could take it the distance almost. And he's chased out of bounds, knocked out of bounds by number 8, Aiden Gilmore, at about the 2-yard line. So it was a reverse pass. It was number 1, Timmy Dick, starting with the football from his wide receiver position, throwing the football, and he hit number 88, Jake Black, for a gain from the 40 all the way to the 4. So that's about a 56-yard gain. Knights in business, first and 10. Let me finish the starters there up front. They've got center Jackson Goodall, guards Chase Emmert and Kanan Jackson, tackles Brandon McGraw and Andy Doherty. But more importantly, they've got first and goal from the 4. Willoughby under center this time. I formation. Fullback Herzner. Tailback Guthrie. They give it to Guthrie. 4 yards and a touchdown. Wow.
Two plays for the Tigers. Touchdown. Two plays for the Knights. Touchdown.
Two plays, 62 yards. Two plays, 60 yards, I believe. You'll have those numbers officially in a second. 7-6, and the extra point could tie it up. It's number 49, Dalton Hatfield, that's going to try to boot it through for South Dearborn. Dalton Guthrie on the 4-yard touchdown run. That is his 11th rushing touchdown of the year. And here's the PAT up and in by junior Dalton Hatfield with 10:21 to go in the first quarter. Lawrenceburg 7, South Dearborn 7. Wild start to this one. Stick around. We'll be right back. High school football, Eagle 99.3, EagleCountryOnline.com.
Hey everyone, this is Sharon McAndrew. I'm a parent of four beautiful, crazy teenagers here in Dearborn County. We all know parenting isn't easy, especially when it's time to talk about alcohol and drug use. I guarantee you'll get heavy sighs and eye rolls. My greatest piece of advice, talk to them. Give them the skills to empower them to make healthy and safe choices. And make sure you are listening too. Show them they can rely on you and trust you. Need help starting that conversation? Go to DearbornCountyCASA.com for tips.
Hey, it's Happy Jack, bridging the gap between Bubba Bo and Double T every weekday from 10 till 2 on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
Welcome back to Lawrenceburg High School. Wild start to this one. South Dearborn 7, Lawrenceburg 7. Only 2 minutes into the football game. South Dearborn's kick received by Adam Bird. He's dancing across the 20, near the 25, before he's brought down and closer to the 20 than the 25, and that's where the Tigers will start their second drive of the night. You know, Travis, that was Timmy Dick that hit the big pass. If you look at the stat sheet, Timmy Dick's 1-for-1 on the year coming into tonight for 40 yards. Whether it was that play or something similar, he's now 2-for-2 for almost 100 yards. Set up the 4-yard Guthrie touchdown run.
Yeah, it's crazy. They come out in one of those like wing T type of formations there, and they got a lot of misdirection going. And Jake Black just slipped down the field. Beautifully designed play to start out
and
the game.
And a well-thrown ball by Dick.
Absolutely.
He hit him in stride. He hit him in stride, so Black.
Great point. Now Tigers are going to do the same thing.
On a halfback pass. He's got Roth deep, and Roth couldn't haul it in. It was underthrown a little bit, but it certainly hit Roth. Holy cow. That was a halfback pass by Adam Bird, who spent a lot of his career as a quarterback, junior high, freshman year even. Halfback pass Bird. Roth was wide open on the Tiger paw.
Yeah, and I think Bird underthrew it
a little bit,
but
still
I think
catchable.
Roth's got to slow his roll a little bit and bring that ball in. It did hit him in the hands.
He did underthrow him. It was catchable, and Roth had room to run had he hauled it in. It hit him in his hands and fell to the turf. So the Tigers had a halfback pass, ball incomplete, second 10 from the 22. Here's Hume. Give the Bird this
Everybody's
time off right tackle. And everybody was in the box, like Travis said, but Bird takes it out across the 30 to the 41-yard line. Give him a gain of 19 and the first Tiger first down. Let me set the South Dearborn defense. Travis didn't have a chance to do that on the first drive. Up front, you've got Eric Underwood with Bryce Valdez, Dalton Hatfield, and Austin Ashcraft, your defensive ends. That linebacking core, Timmy Dick, Nate Pruitt, and Jacob Wald. That first and 10 play for the Tigers is another run for Bird. It's going to go for about 5. And in the secondary for the Knights, you've got 21 Will Yalk at a corner, 26 Drake Pete at a corner, safeties number 6, Bailey Whitelock, and number 2, Blake Bartley. So was that Bird on the first down carry? I believe it was.
Yes, it was.
Give him 6, and it sets up second 4 for the Tigers at their own 46.
Yeah, and a little tempo from the Tigers on that play. After a first down, they got up there quickly and got 7 yards on that first down
play. Here's the second and 6. Fake to Bird. Hume keeps it around left end. Danton, he's going to get the first down. Number six, Bailey Whitelock, brought him down after a gain of seven on second and six. First down, Tigers. They're second of the night. Hey, those touchdowns don't count as first downs.
No, they don't.
So we are at two, Tiger fans. Buy two, get two free wings, four rings tonight. Greendale, Wings and Rings, Flossie Drive. Have a ticket or Tiger or Night Gear tonight. You can't cash them in for both teams, though. Only
yeah,
one.
You gotta
choose.
Pick your side. The allegiances and lines have been drawn already.
First and 10 Tigers just shy of midfield. Yoon play action, looking deep. He's got Gavin again. Gavin hauls it in. What a catch indeed. Gavin Yoon, another post route over the outstretched arms of Drake Peets. Yoon, Gavin had to fall to the ground to haul this one in, and he certainly did right on the 20-yard line.
30-yard gain.
30-yard gain, maybe 31. First and 10, Tigers at the 20. 8:48 to go and running here in the first quarter. 7-all Tigers and Knights.
Tell you what, one-on-one coverage against Gavin Yoon is just simply not going to work.
Yoon gives the bird off right tackle, breaks one tackle, going to get a first down, gain of about 12 inside the 10-yard line. Despite the Tigers missing on their halfback pass to start the drive, it's a six-play drive that's already moved the football from their own 22 inside the 10.
Quick tempo, too. They're getting up there. They know what they want to run.
First and 10.
Makes you believe they got these plays scripted over there, and it's
first,
working for them.
First and goal, excuse me. Give the bird off left tackle. He's going to fall forward for a few. Looks like he's brought down by number six, Bailey Whitelock. We've called that name several times. Give bird three. That'll set up second and goal with the six.
And here comes some big bodies into the game.
Here comes that jumbo package. Dalton Dixon into the game. And joined by number 48.
Don't see on our roster.
Don't see a 48 on the roster. I've been watching the Tigers all year and didn't see if not player 48. There's not one on the roster. Somebody's in a new jersey out there. But regardless, it is the jumbo package. Noah Rolette in there as an extra blocker. That said, there's no true running back. This could be quarterback sneak by Yoon. Indeed. Out of the shotgun behind all those big bodies. He's going to get positive yardage, but fall short of the goal line. Ooh, not so generous spot in my eyes. Give him two. Makes it third and goal at the four. Coming up on 7 minutes to go in the first quarter of a 7-7 all game between Lawrenceburg and South Dearborn. Some of those big bodies stayed on the field, Travis, but Yoon is joined by Bird in the backfield here. He's got Seth Lampert split to his right, Yoon split to his left. Man coverage for his brother. They're going to the corner route for Gavin. And he's overthrown. He was open. You said it, Travis. Man-to-man coverage on you didn't going to work. Gavin was over here, and number 26, Drake Peets, was on an island. Corner out, overthrew him.
Good coverage that time. Forced Garrett to lead him a little bit too much out of his reach. But in this territory right here on the four-yard line, Coach Ryan Koeniga is going to go for it here, and we probably could have seen that coming on third down.
I agree. They're at the four-yard line, fourth and goal at the four. Coach Koeniga is going to say, we're going to get 6 points, or you're going to have a 96-yard field to work with going the other way. But let's see what they've got ready on fourth and goal at the four. It's Gavin Yoon to the left. No receivers to the right. Bird in the backfield with Yoon. They've
got
that jumbo package in, and we got a flag.
Offside on the defense, looks like.
Yes, sir. You're right, Travis. That's going to be half the distance. It's only going to go down as two on the stat sheet, but it's a big two. It's going to move the ball from the four to the two. And, hey, Gavin Yoon off the field, Dalton Dixon in, the jumbo package on fourth and goal from the two.
And in this situation, you know, you're going to have Garrett Yoon, Adam Bird in the backfield, so it could be a quarterback read situation, or you just rely on your running back Bird to punch it in behind that huge offensive line.
Which is just bolstered by Kennedy and Dixon being in the game on the left side. That's what they're going to try to do. And Bird's still on his feet. He's chopping his legs.
Effort.
Second effort got in. Touchdown, Tigers. It wasn't easy. Give that South Dearborn defense credit with all that beef up front for the Tigers. Give Bird credit for keeping those legs going. A 2-yard touchdown run, Travis, caps off an impressive drive for the Tigers.
Yeah, initial surge looked like Bird wasn't going to get it, but that second effort, which you're going to need that second effort time and time again tonight in this game, the way it's gone so far, Bird falls forward into the end zone, 13-7 PAT pending.
Sieg on that PAT. Boy, her kicks are getting better and better as the year goes. That one was deep and right down the middle and good. Lawrenceburg 14, South Dearborn 7. We'll be right back. You don't want to miss this one. High school football on Eagle 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Are you one of our community heroes? A firefighter? A school employee? A nurse? Doctor? Or an EMT? Dearborn Savings Bank has a lending program specifically designed to honor and help you the way you help us. DSB's one-of-a-kind community hero loan program allows qualified applicants like you to finance a new home for as little as 1% down. Certain restrictions apply. Community heroes, call DSB today at 812-537-0940 for more information or visit DearbornSavings.com to apply online. DSB is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Hey, it's Double T Travis there. I have all the news, sports, and traffic you need to wrap up your day on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
We're back to Lawrenceburg High School. Mason Kennedy set to kick it off for the Tigers. South Dearborn will start their second possession of the night. Number 6, Bailey Whitelock, receives the Kennedy kick at the 5. Looking to bounce it out to his right again. Defended well by the Tigers this time. Peyton Hartman in there on the tackle on special teams, as well as number 44. Trevor Jones. South Dearborn will start their second drive of the night right about the 30-yard line. Let me sum up that Tiger drive, Travis. 10 plays, 78 yards. Don't forget, the first play could have been a touchdown. Dakota Roth couldn't haul in the Adam Bird halfback pass, but then the Tigers, with some tempo, 10 plays, 78 yards, took him to fourth and goal, but Bird punching in from 2 yards out.
Yeah, a lot of Adam Bird on that drive. We saw one big play from Gavin Yoon, a 30-yard reception from younger brother Garrett, so a good mix of pass and run for the Tigers on that last possession. Now let's see how South Dearborn answers after they used a trick play to get most of their yards on their first drive.
We shall see. Well, and the answer right here doesn't start real well. They put the snap, and Willoughby was under center. The snap went on the ground, and Willoughby had to fall on it, so give him a loss of 2. And you mentioned Adam Bird, over 1,100 yards coming into tonight. That was his 15th rushing touchdown. He's had an outstanding season.
Yeah, incredible athlete, really, and we'll see that continue on the basketball court in the wintertime. But a little
complaining about that. Yeah, he's a great kid and a great athlete. Yeah. As you know.
A little bit of a learning experience here at quarterback, though. We saw a couple weeks ago they had trouble with that with the snap with Willoughby coming in, but that time it's good, and Guthrie got the corner.
Guthrie gets a corner on second down. No problems with the snap there. Guthrie gets a corner for about 8. It was second and 12. He got about 8. That's going to set up 3rd and 4. Dalton Guthrie, talking about Adam Bird, an outstanding running back here in Southeast Indiana. Dalton Guthrie, 667 yards on the game, on the season, and he's missed a game or two as well. 10 touchdowns. That was his 11th earlier. So here's a big 3rd and 5. The Knights face their first 3rd down of the night. Coach Rand Ballard, no hurry. Getting this play in. It's a very important play. They want to sustain this drive against the Tigers.
And this is a key to the game, too, getting off the field on 3rd downs for the Tigers, but converting on the other side for South Dearborn.
Well, here's a play-action fake. Willoughby's running to his left. He's got room to run. Thought he was going to keep it, but he threw it to number 43, Hersner, who hauled it in just enough for the 1st down. I thought Willoughby was going to run for the 1st down. Hersner, on a little waggle route, hauls it in, got the 5 that he needed. It's a good observation, Travis, on the stat sheet there. Like you said, South Dearborn, only 29% on 3rd down this year. That's not a stat that Coach Ballard's excited about. And against this Lawrenceburg offense, which is really, really clicking, they're going to have to extend some drives.
Yeah, and as we're getting towards the end of the season, obviously you want to win tonight. You're playing a really good team. You're going to continue to play good teams. They have Mooresville next week in the sectional. So this is an aspect of the game, those 3rd downs, they have to be a little bit better in if they want to beat good teams and stay alive late in the season.
Well, here's a handoff to Guthrie. Guthrie trying to get the right corner again. Andrew Rennekamp on pursuit. Guthrie had to run all the way across the field just to get a couple yards. You got Andrew Rennekamp chasing Dalton Guthrie. That's 2 great athletes right there. Rennekamp just strung it out. Guthrie tried to get the corner, ran out of real estate, but did get a gain of 3.
And, it looks like they're going to give him 2. They kind of changed the spot on you after he went out of bounds. I thought it was generous one way or another. I thought Lawrenceburg had him right near the line of scrimmage, but we can't actually see the sideline here on the near side due to the South Dearborn players blocking the sideline.
2nd and 8 at the 45. Willoughby under center, eye formation behind him. 1 tight end to his left, 1 receiver each side. He gives to Guthrie. Guthrie's going to plow forward for another 2, maybe 3. First contact made by number 52, Jack Bradley, Marshall Kennard, and Andrew Rennekamp in there to help him out. So here you go, Travis. They're 1 for 1 on 3rd down. Give him another 2, it looks like. We're calling this 3rd and 6.
And I like what they did on the previous 3rd down, getting Willoughby out of the pocket so he can use that athleticism, kind of a run-pass option once he gets out there. And he's got players like Hersner and Guthrie and Sparinger, Bartley, some of these guys he can go to. So don't count them out in the passing game here, as they do have two wide to the left.
Third and six, I formation, two wide to the left, tight end to the right. Little pitch play to Guthrie, looking for room out there to the left, and he's got a little bit, but not near enough for the first down. Third and six, that Tiger defense out there on the perimeter holds that time. Marshall Kennard in on another tackle. And it's going to be fourth and five for the Knights. The ball is at their own 48-yard line. Decision time for Coach Rand Ballard. And Willoughby is still out there. He's getting a...
Got Andy Dixon
checking in. Coming in. He's punted the ball three times. Nate Pruitt's our primary punter. We'll see where Dixon lines up. Well, Dixon's out here at his normal receiver position.
Looks like they're going for it.
Looks like the Knights are going for it on fourth and five at their own 48. They trail 14-7 with 3.5 to go in the first quarter. I formation.
Risky business.
Willoughby rolling out to his right this time. Looks to the sideline. Incomplete.
Aiden Gilmore.
He was looking for Andy Dixon on the sideline. Aiden Gilmore on coverage for the Tigers breaks it up. South Dearborn gambles and misses, and the Tigers will take over on the South Dearborn 48. Travis, we've done four Lawrenceburg games. Aiden Gilmore has played well every single night.
And he is a ball-hawking cornerback, and he can play man-to-man coverage with the best of them here in Southeast Indiana. He made a great play there. The South Dearborn coaching staff was a little upset with Dixon. Maybe his depth on that run was a little bit too far down the field.
Yeah, right.
They only needed 6 yards.
And it was about a 10 or 12 yard out.
But good play nonetheless by Aiden Gilmore.
Empty backfield for Yoon on first and 10. 3 wide to the left, 2 wide to the right. He's looking right down the middle on a seam route. He's got Bird out of the backfield on that seam route. Bird hauls it in. Takes a good clean hit by number 2, Blake Bartley. But Bird on the seam route gets it down to the 26, a gain of 22 for the Tigers.
And I'm not real sure how you guard this Tigers passing attack with all the athletes they have on that side of the ball.
And you don't know what you're going to get. They've got a jumbo package. That time they're 5 wide. They've got a wide variety of formations. Now, specifically, 2 to the left. Kennedy and Bird in the backfield with Yoon with the tight end to the left. Kennedy in motion. They're overloading the left side. Yoon's going to run a speed option with Bird to the left. He pitches it, and that's going to be a hold.
Back.
I saw it. Yeah, I saw it. Or a block in the back. I'm not sure which one they're going to call. He had a handful of jersey. That's number 88. Dia Patel blocking on that option. That's my guy right there, Dia. But that's a hold.
That's a culprit there. I think they are going to get Dia for the block. Actually, okay, they did call the hold. So
it was close because the South Dearborn player was turning when Patel made contact. I didn't know if they're going to go with hold or block in the back. And they're walking off that 10. It's going to be first long for the Tigers. 2:39 to go in an exciting first quarter. Lawrenceburg 14 and South Dearborn 7. First down count, Travis, you're in charge of that. But right now I got Lawrenceburg at 3, South Dearborn at 1. So that's your buy one, get one free wing or ring tonight at Buffalo Wings and Ring, Quality Drive, Greendale. Here's the first and 20 play. Play action. You looking to his left. Adam Burns wide open on a wheel route, and he's going to get in. Touchdown, Tigers.
Wow, what a block at the end to punctuate that by Gavin Yoon.
Adam Bird on a wheel route out of the backfield. Lots of action going to the right. Lots of routes going to the right. Adam Bird, a wheel route to the left. Wide open, one block downfield from Gavin Yoon.
Yeah, and I could hear some folks here on the South Dearborn sideline calling for a hold.
I don't think so.
So maybe Jack Bradley did make a little contact.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about the downfield block on Yoon.
No.
I did not see the line of scrimmage.
Before the pass, okay. Minimal contact. But
well, hey, regardless, it's 6 on the board for the Tigers. Avery Sieg does her job and puts her third extra point through for the night. 2:18 to go in the first quarter. Lawrenceburg 21, South Dearborn 7. We'll be right back. High school football on Eagle 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
When it comes to all things F-Series, rely on your ultimate truck destination. From Rangers to Raptors, 150s to 450s, long beds or short beds, XLTs to King Ranches, gas or diesel, regular cabs to crew cabs, or if you just feel like browsing the largest selection of Super Duties in the tri-state, then Hegg Ford is the answer. Browse over 100 F-Series in-store or online at HeggFordSales.com. Hegg Ford, we are the difference.
Hey, it's Double T Travis there. Drive home with me every weekday on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
We are back to Lawrenceburg High School. Mason Kennedy kicking off for the third time. White Lock returning for the third time. Mason Kennedy's really kicked the ball well tonight, Travis. Whitelock looking for room around the right edge. He's going to find some, but not a ton. And he's going to be brought down at about the 30-yard line by Justin McDowell, senior special teamer for the Tigers. And that's exactly where South Dearborn started their last drive. Their last drive, Travis, picked up one first down and then gambled right around midfield on a fourth down and turned it over on down to the Tigers.
Yeah, and I'm okay with the aggressive play. And it's a rivalry game, and sometimes emotion maybe gets the best of you. Obviously, hindsight tells you that that wasn't the best move, and Tigers made them pay. But let's see if South Dearborn can rebound.
First 10, good yardage on first down for Guthrie. Nothing fancy about that. I formation right off left tackle. Guthrie plows forward for 8 yards, and he's brought down there by number 23, Jason Bohan. So, Travis, the last drive for the Tigers, 3 plays, 48 yards. Bird on a seam route. Minus 10 on a penalty, Bird on a wheel route. All Bird this time through the air. The young man's got 1,100 yards on the ground. He just got 59.
I mean, we've seen him play quarterback in the past. He's already thrown a pass tonight. He's a great running back, and he's hurting you in the passing game. So he's a triple threat here on the football field.
He's a player. Willoughby gives to Guthrie again. Guthrie got room to run on that left edge. He's going to get it out near the 50, and Gilmore's going to chase him out of bounds. So give Guthrie unofficially 11, and it's first and 10 South Dearborn right around midfield. So you know, Travis, despite the 21-7 score and despite South Dearborn's drive stalling on fourth down, your Supercuts matchup of the game, South Dearborn offensive line versus Lawrenceburg defensive line, South Dearborn offensive line is opening up some holes.
They're holding their own for sure in these last couple of runs. In particular, Guthrie's picked up 19 yards on the last two carries. If they can continue to do that, bleed some clock, keep Lawrenceburg's explosive offense on the sideline, South Dearborn's going to be able to stay around in this game. And if you're in it late, anything can happen in these games, as we've seen over the past couple of years.
Still the first quarter. Hand off to Hertzner. Is that Hertzner, Travis? That's a scrum because he was met there
by... Like it was 43, yeah.
He was met by Ashton Craig in there and Ethan Paris. So they go to Hertzner that time, give him one. It'd be second and 9. And so it's like you said, Travis, out there wants to hang in. There's 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Certainly not panic time, but you don't want to see this thing get the 3 possessions.
Absolutely not, especially with we're calling Reese Willoughby a backup quarterback. He's got the talent and will be the future at quarterback there for South Dearborn with Dixon being a senior and having a broken hand. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. You want to keep it close in these rivalry games for sure.
Here's Willoughby under center, I formation behind him. Play action, fakes it to Guthrie, and he falls down. He pump fake, Travis. That'll go down as a sack. But Willoughby pump faked, and I think Mason Kennedy will get credit for the sack. He was the first to touch it. He pump faked, and he lost his footing on the pump fake, and he just fell. Kennedy touched him. Of course, in high school, you don't even have to touch him. You're down, you're down.
Yeah, and just kind of looking at the coverage there, it looked like Lawrenceburg had it covered, so... Maybe Willoughby thought twice about actually letting
the ball go
and just went down.
Yeah, I don't know if it was a design pump fake or if he didn't like what he saw, but he pump faked. He brought the ball back, lost his footing in the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
Third and 15 from their own 45, and they're not going to get this playoff. That is the end of quarter one. Third and long for South Dearborn when we return after an exciting first quarter in the pit. Lawrenceburg 21, South Dearborn 7. We'll be right back. High school football on Eagle 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Hey everyone, this is Sharon McAndrew. I'm a parent of 4 beautiful, crazy teenagers here in Dearborn County. We all know parenting isn't easy, especially when it's time to talk about alcohol and drug use. I guarantee you'll get heavy sighs and eye rolls. My greatest piece of advice, talk to them. Give them the skills to empower them to make healthy and safe choices. And make sure you are listening too. Show them they can rely on you and trust you. Need help starting that conversation? Go to DearbornCountyCASA.com for tips.
Hometown Sports Station is your hometown radio station.
All right, here's your Eagle Country 993 High School Football Scoreboard Update. I'm Harrison. At the end of one, we have Lawrenceburg beating South Dearborn 21-7. Milan is out ahead of Switzerland County 21-0. And Batesville and Connersville are knotted up at 7 at the end of their game. What more updates for you at the end of the half? Until then, back to John Travis, back at the field.
We're back to Lawrenceburg High School. South Dearborn faces a 3rd and 14 at their own 45-yard line. They trail 21-7. We begin second quarter action here on high school football on your hometown radio station. John Blackwell alongside Travis Thayer. Sophomore Reese Willoughby starting wide receiver, turned starting quarterback due to Adam Dixon's injury. He's dropping back to pass on third and long. Mason Kennedy's going to chase him out of the pocket. He's going to tuck it and run. He's going to get about five or six, but he needed 14. It's going to be fourth and eight from the 50. And, Travis, I doubt we see a fourth down gamble on midfield here.
Yeah, I wouldn't, especially the way Lawrenceburg's moved the ball on offense. You want to make them go as far as they possibly can to score touchdowns.
And here comes a new personnel grouping for the night. So they're going to punt this one away. And this is officially kind of a danger zone type of situation for South Dearborn. Now, if they let off a good punt, Lawrenceburg will have a long field, but you don't want to fall down any more than you already are.
And Adam Dixon's out there to punt. He does have a cast on his right hand, so he's going to have to field this and then get off one. And he had no problem with it.
Does indeed. Not much pressure from the Tigers. They're setting up a return.
Oh, that's going to be a flag.
And we're going to have kick catch interference, maybe. They're going to give South Dearborn a touchdown on this. I'll fill you in a second.
Wow.
Touchdown, South Dearborn.
Wow.
Travis and I call kick catch interference. Here's what happened. Travis, who was back returning for
Adam
the Tigers?
Bird.
Number 10, Adam Bird. I thought he was touched by a knight before he had a chance to catch the football. He didn't call fair catch, but you still have to give him the halo to catch the
football. Absolutely, yeah.
And the Tiger players, coaches, Coach Kaniga is halfway across the field. I don't think it's reviewable. I don't know if you can throw a late flag or not.
And they have all the officials are huddling up, so I don't know that they can take the touchdown away.
I don't think they can either. You try not to be a Lawrenceburg homer, Travis, but a lot of listeners know I live there. But Coach Kaniga is in agreement with me because he is letting the refs have it. It looked like kick catch interference. No whistle, no flag. Number 88, Jake Black, picked up the football and ran it in off the punt. If it stands, it'll be 21-13.
I think we're just more perplexed by the situation.
The referees are huddling. I don't know what they can or can't do about it, but they're gonna change something.
Yep.
Because the referee is coming over here to Rand Ballard and having a conversation with Rand Ballard and Lawrenceburg celebrate. It's going to be South Dearborn's ball. Perhaps the rule is you can't advance.
I think the rule is you can't advance. That would be a correct call there.
So they can't go back and throw a flag, kick catch interference, but they're going to give South Dearborn
the ball where it was recovered. Yep, that would make the most sense to me. And I wish we could have a replay on that because I guess there is a chance that the South Dearborn player dove at the feet of Adam Bird but didn't actually make contact with him.
He was awful close.
That's got to be what happened there, what the officials saw, or else the flag would have came out. But, yeah, the South Dearborn is going to get the ball
And because Bird didn't cleanly possess the ball, it's a muffed punt and not a fumble, and you can't advance.
Yeah, so from what we can gather here is that he was not touched, but that you can't advance the ball. So it looks like South Dearborn's going to get it on Lawrenceburg's 14-yard line.
Well, he had to have touched it. Otherwise, you're just...
Bird definitely touched the ball.
Right. Yeah. I thought you said he didn't touch. He had to have touched it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, South Dearborn would just be down in the punt. The ball definitely touched Bird, I guess, would be another way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the Lawrenceburg folks wanted a kick-catch interference. South Dearborn took a timeout, and we're going to go ahead and keep it here since we've kind of jabbered through half the timeout, Travis. But we will thank our friendly folks at Beacon Orthopedic for supporting our broadcast, specifically the timeouts. Doctors David Argo, Robert Roth, Judd Eachendary, Sam Koo, Matt Johansson can meet your injury needs with the same-day appointments, on-site x-ray and MRI, convenient evening and weekend hours. Locations in Lawrenceburg, Batesville, and Green Township, BeaconOrtho.com. Let's hope that Beacon is sponsoring regular timeouts all night tonight, Travis, and no injury.
Absolutely.
And no injury timeouts.
Yeah, Coach Kaniga is still hot, understandably, on the Tiger sideline, but for South Dearborn.
Even if they didn't touch Adam Bird, they were inside his
and a timeout
halo.
On the Tiger side as nobody was covering Chance Sparinger.
And a flag.
Okay.
This is getting interesting. The flag's an illegal substitution. Lawrenceburg called timeout. Lawrenceburg called timeout. Coming out of a South Dearborn timeout. Coming out of a South Dearborn timeout, Lawrenceburg called timeout, perhaps just so Coach Kaniga could keep laying into a referee. Who knows? In the meantime, there's going to be a flag. So South Dearborn's going to have it first and 15 at the 19.
But what I saw was Sparinger come on the near side of the field, and nobody was covering him at his wide receiver spot. So he might have been the one that was flagged for the illegal sub. And Tigers were maybe reacting to that, trying to call a timeout, but refs got the flag out of the pocket before.
Yeah, so I think the Tigers were still charging the timeout. We'll see. Here's the first and 15 play. Guthrie, hard run and a hard hit by Rennekamp.
It's getting chippy out there now.
It's getting real chippy. Yeah, the refs needed to blow that one dead a little bit as forward progress was stopped, and they just let multiple Tigers and Knights join the fray there. Give Guthrie a gain of 5. Maybe 4, and he turns first and 15 into second and 11. It's 21-7 Lawrenceburg, 11 minutes to go in the second quarter. Second and 11 for the Knights, and perhaps what could be 4-down territory. Travis, I know it's only second down, but I don't think kicking field goals is a recipe to beat Lawrenceburg.
No, and it would make more sense to go for it in the red zone as opposed to on your own side of the field, near midfield, you know. That's going to turn out to be maybe a negative call in this game, but still a lot of game left, and these coaching staffs trying to get things sorted out. We are going to have a timeout.
South Dearborn
here.
Just called timeout. That's their second. Let's take a quick one with them. 21-7 Lawrenceburg. We'll be back after this. High school football on Eagle 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Hello, Dearborn County. Flu season is upon us, and now is the time to receive your annual flu vaccine from the Dearborn County Health Department. Each season brings a new and different strain. If you were vaccinated earlier in the year, it's imperative that you receive your vaccine again to prevent you from getting the flu this season. Please call the DCHD to learn more or schedule an appointment, as many services are provided off-site. The DCHD strives to get you in swiftly and offers many options to meet your needs. Call 537-8843.
Get vaccinated! Dearborn County.
Hey, it's Double T Travis there. I have all the news, sports, and traffic you need to wrap up your day on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
Welcome back to the Pit here at Lawrenceburg High School. John Blackwell alongside Double T Travis Thayer. And Travis, let's move on to the next play and put the confusion of what just happened, because this is a big series in this football game. South Dearborn trails 21-7. They've got the ball in the red zone trying to make this a one-possession game.
It's second, 4 wide.
Second 11 at the 16. 4 wide, Willoughby.
Good blitz from Rennekamp.
Yep, real good blitz from Rennekamp. Willoughby just had to throw it away. Andrew Rennekamp coming from his outside linebacker position. Chase down Willoughby. Willoughby, good job getting out of the pocket and throwing it away. Could have been worse, but that blitz definitely disrupted the Knights' attack that play. Third and 11.
And it's a good idea from the Tiger coaching staff to bring some heat on Willoughby when you get into those obvious passing downs.
Coming into tonight, Travis, he's only 6 for 19 through the air.
Exactly. We've talked about how he is an exceptional athlete, but he's still new to this quarterback position. So you want to try to ruffle his feathers as much as you possibly can early. So another third and long for South Dearborn. Third downs are not their specialty.
I wouldn't be surprised to see him run it here and treat this as two plays, but they're going to pass. Willoughby rolling to his right. He's got a man. It's Guthrie on a middle screen touchdown. Well executed play. Travis, you're calling that a middle screen? Is that what you're calling
it? Absolutely.
And a well executed play to Guthrie out of the backfield. 15-yard pass. Catch and run by Guthrie, his second touchdown of the night, and the Knights capitalize on, I guess we'll call it a Lawrenceburg mistake. Whatever you want to call it, the Knights capitalize.
Absolutely, and they let every one of those defensive linemen through, and as soon as they did that, opened up a lot of green for Dalton Guthrie, and give kudos to Reese Willoughby, who stood in there.
Stood in there, yep.
And made the play.
The PAT by Hatfield goes wide right. Give the Knights 6, but not 7. 10:35 to go in the second. Lawrenceburg 21, South Dearborn 13. We'll be right back. High school football, Eagle 99.3, EagleCountryOnline.com.
Supercuts is now open in Lawrenceburg. That's right. Supercuts is in Lawrenceburg on 50 in the Skyline Center. Enjoy a great haircut from professional stylists where details matter. And then end your cut with our signature hot towel finish. Save time by checking in online with the Supercuts mobile app. Download it now from the App Store or Google Play. While you're there, check out our full line of hair care products like Paul Mitchell, Johnny B, and many others. Supercuts, now in the Skyline Center on 50.
Hey, it's Double T Travis there. I have all the news, sports, and traffic you need to wrap up your day on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
We are back to Dick Meters Stadium here at Lawrenceburg High School. John Blackwell alongside Travis Thayer. Lawrenceburg 21, South Dearborn 13 in a first half. first quarter plus 2 minutes that has not lacked in excitement between these two Dearborn County rivals. South Dearborn's kick by Hatfield is going to sail out of bounds, and Lawrenceburg will start this drive at the 35-yard line. South Dearborn drive summary, three plays, 19 yards. Guthrie picked up five, then an incomplete pass, got backed up five for a penalty, then the 15-yard catch and run by Guthrie.
Yeah, and we mentioned that was a crucial drive for South Dearborn. It looked like they were going to score off a muff punt. Refs got together, said you can't do that. You get it where you recovered it. But kudos to South Dearborn for scoring after getting the ball in the red zone. That was a must-score possession.
Well, and they put themselves in the scoring play, Travis, was third and 11.
Yep, so. And we mentioned Lawrenceburg bringing pressure on Willoughby, trying to ruffle his feathers. They let that whole D-line through. And then he dumped off a little screen pass to Guthrie, and he did the rest of the work. That's a nice play to get a touchdown on.
Garrett Yoon, a sophomore quarterback on first and 10, is going to keep it around the left side of the line himself, get a few yards, bounce off one tackle, fall forward for what's going to be more than a few, give him six, maybe seven. And it's going to set up second down for the Tigers. Ball at the 42-yard line. Coming up on 10 minutes to go in the first half. The Tigers had a quick tempo early in the game. Right now they're huddling up, taking their time as Yoon brings his troops to the line for the second free play. He's got two receivers to his right. That's brother Gavin and sophomore Daya Patel. He's got a Mason Kennedy in the backfield with him with Bird. They fake to Bird. Yoon keeps again up the middle. He's got room to run. He's into the secondary, and he's going to get a gain of well, more than 10, close to 15, maybe 16, before he's brought down by number two, Blake Bartley. All Garrett Yoon on the ground on this series so far. Travis, Tigers in business already, first and 10 at the SD 41.
This is what a lot of people like about the Tigers, is we've seen Adam Bird featured on drives. We've seen Gavin Yoon featured. Now Garrett doing it with his legs, so you never quite know who's going to hurt you here. Bird's having a big night tonight, so now Lawrenceburg's saying, okay, well, we're on a little read option. Get Garrett involved, so now it really keeps South Dearborn on their toes.
Bird back in the backfield on the first down play with Yoon. Brother Gavin in motion left to right. That overloads the right side of the field. Garrett back to pass, looks to the right. He's looking deep. He's got Brother Gavin coming back for it. Caught inside the 10, or right outside the 10, excuse me. He steps out of bounds at about the 11-yard line. Travis, it looked like a South Dearborn defender slipped in coverage that time.
And that was a long throw for Garrett. He was pretty much on the left hash coming all the way across the right side of the field. Probably a good thing that that South Dearborn defender fell down, or else that could have been an interception.
As is, it's a gain of 28 is what I had it for, Travis, and the Tigers are in business. First and 10 at the 13-yard line. They lead 21-13. Patel in motion left to right. Heavy package back in there for the Tigers. Bird will run behind the heavy package, cut it back up the middle, and he's going to get a good gain of about six, maybe seven, and the ball's going to be spotted around the 6 or 7 yard line. It'll be second, and yeah, maybe it didn't fall as forward as I thought. It's more about the eight, isn't it there, Travis? Second five at the eight. Give Bird five more on the ground, though. Like you said, Travis, he's having a big night.
In a variety of ways, too.
Correct.
But man, this Lawrenceburg offense, they're not worried about sustaining drives. They're trying to score few plays as they possibly can.
Second, five at the eight. Yoon in the shotgun. He's got Mason Kennedy and
Jump on the defensive line.
And it looks like it's going to be offsides on South Dearborn. Like you said, Travis, that'll be half the distance. It'll move it from the eight to the four. And it's going to set up second one at about the four.
And offense coordinator Mike Manford just licking his chops over there because he's got a lot of different weapons that he could go to in this situation.
We'll make it tough on you, Travis, if the Tigers win. You're the one that has to pick the star of the game presented by Erlinger Chevrolet. Always a tough call with this balanced Lawrenceburg offense. Here's Yoon on a second down play. High snap. Fields it. Gets it to Bird. Bird walks in untouched. Touchdown, Adam Bird. His third of the night, two on the ground, one in the air, if I'm not mistaken. And the Tigers answer and extend this thing back to two possessions. It's 27-13.
And I got to give sophomore quarterback Garrett Yoon a lot of credit for handling that high snap.
No doubt.
And then being able to come back down to the ground and quickly get that handoff so Bird could find the hole and punch it in.
Avery Sieg, 3 for 3 on PATs tonight. Seth Lampert, the holder. High snap. Lampert gets it down. Sieg does her job again. One more for the Tigers, 28-13. They lead South Dearborn. We'll be right back. You're listening to high school football on your hometown radio station, Eagle 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Your family's hometown pharmacy, DeVille Pharmacy.
Are you prepared for cold and flu season? At DeVille Pharmacies, we have a wide selection of remedies to help prevent colds and flus, such as zinc, echinacea, and vitamin C. We also have hand sanitizers and tissues. Remember to make sure to check your thermometer and vaporizer are still in working order. Stop by DeVille Pharmacies so we can help you be ready for those last-minute and late-night treatments. DeVille Pharmacies, Dillsboro, Lawrenceburg, and Rising Sun.
Civista Bank offers checking accounts that match the way you live. Learn more at civista.bank. Member FDIC. Focused on you. Thank you for listening to your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3 WSCH, Aurora, Lawrenceburg, Harrison, Hidden Valley, and Hebron.
We're back to Lawrenceburg High School. John Blackwell alongside Travis Thayer. Mason Kennedy puts it in the air for the fourth time tonight. And Bailey Whitelock. Is that Guthrie, Travis? That's number five this time, isn't it? It was either Guthrie or Whitelock.
Whitelock.
It was Whitelock, thank you. Gets it out across the 20 at about the 23. That's where the South Dearborn drive will start. Let me recap that Lawrenceburg drive, Travis. Their fourth touchdown drive of the night in as many possessions. This one, six plays, 65 yards. 28-yard pass play got him in the red zone. The rest was on the ground. Garrett Yoon early in the drive. Adam Bird punches it in late.
It's been the same three names all night long for Lawrenceburg. Garrett Yoon, both passing and running. Bird, running and receiving. And Gavin Yoon is having a huge night as he returned last week. So those three are really on, firing on all cylinders here tonight.
Six plays, 65 yards, a fourth touchdown of the night. They lead 28-13. Here's Willoughby trying to keep the Knights in this one. And the first down play is going to go to the Tiger defense. They gave it to Guthrie. And Guthrie's brought down behind the line of scrimmage, maybe for the first time all night. Andrew Rennekamp having a big night on defense for the Tigers.
Yeah, and Ethan Paris was there as well. And I think that might have actually went to the up man, Herzner.
Okay, thank you.
But nonetheless, it's no gain and a good job from that Lawrenceburg defensive line.
Lawrenceburg has touched the ball four times tonight, Travis. Two plays, 62 yards, a touchdown. 10 plays, 78 yards, a touchdown. Three plays, 48 yards, a touchdown. Six plays, 65 yards. A touchdown.
And if this defense can up their game a little bit, the way the offense is clicking, you think they can maybe run away with it. But South Dearborn has shown some gutsy play here, and
they caught a break, they made some plays. But again, if you're South Dearborn, you don't want to see this thing get the three possessions. Here's Willoughby on second and 12, scrambling for his life back there, and he's hit hard and brought down by number 58, Zach Bill. He got back to the line of scrimmage plus a couple. It was a design pass play, but that Tiger defense, and it's like you said, Travis, he's not their primary quarterback. He's not, doesn't have a lot of experience back there. He's only a sophomore. The Tigers got some blitz back just dialed up for tonight.
For sure, and when you have that great defensive line, too, sometimes you don't even have to rely on those blitz packages. You got Dalton Dixon back in there.
Yeah.
He applied some pressure on that play. So we've talked about it a little bit. When Lawrenceburg's firing on all cylinders on that front seven, they're very tough to move the ball on.
Travis, South Dearborn just called their third timeout of the half. We'll thank our friendly folks at Beacon Orthopedics for sponsoring these timeouts tonight, and we will keep it right here. Dr. Zargo, Roth, Chanduri, Koo, and Johansson meeting your injury needs. The same-day appointments on site, x-ray and MRI. Visit them at beaconortho.com. Travis, let's take a deep breath here. We've seen six touchdowns. We've seen some penalties. We've seen some confusion. It's 28-13, and South Dearborn's got a big third 12 coming.
And on the last third and long that they had, of course, they were in the red zone. They ran that mid-screen. Guthrie was able to get 15 yards and score the touchdown. And you would think that a similar type play might be drawn up here on this third down. But I'm just asking a question here. Is South Dearborn running out of tricks? They've already had a reverse pass that went for a big game,
right,
that led to a touchdown, a screen pass.
A screen pass isn't necessarily a trick, but to your point,
it caught them off guard.
It caught them off guard, and
you can't run it over and over again.
You can't count on it
over.
Exactly right.
That's what I'm saying.
I agree 100%.
And we're only saying that because we're mentioning that you got the sophomore quarterback back there. And it's not like you have Adam Dixon in there who, you know, can make
it. They really haven't tried to throw the ball downfield much, Travis.
And yeah, we got a flag.
We got a flag, another illegal substitution on South Dearborn. So they were just coming out of timeout as Travis and I were wrapping up our discussion. And coming out of timeout, get a legal substitution penalty. If you're a coach, that's unacceptable.
Especially coming out of a timeout. you're obviously over there talking about what play you're going to be running, what personnel group you need to have out there.
Well, that's going to turn 3rd and 12 into 3rd and 17. Of course, the sectional starts in Indiana 1 week from tonight. Travis, we'll talk about our local teams' matchups as we can throughout the broadcast. Eagle will be in St. Leon for an undefeated Silver Creek team, opening up with an undefeated East Central team. Here's the 3rd and 16 play, and they will throw downfield this time. Willoughby's got a man, and it's caught. Just a fade route. Wow. Chance Sparinger goes up and over Aiden Gilmore to make that catch. That hadn't happened much this year, Travis. And 3rd and 17.
And that can
give them 25.
And that can maybe end the conversation about what Willoughby's arm's like, because that was a great throw.
Yeah, it was accurate and deep as well. Gain of 25. Gilmore did wrap Sparinger up right when he caught it, but the South Dearborn got what they needed. 1st and 10 at their own 41. Here's the give to Guthrie. Nothing there. Absolutely nothing. Was that Ethan Ferris busting through there?
Yeah.
Going to be a loss of one for Guthrie. South Dearborn's second first down. So Knights fans, you've got two wings coming tonight. Buy two, get two free. Tonight only, have your South Dearborn gear on or have a ticket to the game on Flossie Drive in Greendale. The ultimate sports restaurant experience, Buffalo Wild Wings.
And while we're talking about wings and rings, the South Dearborn girls soccer team did a great job this past Monday. We wish them the best of luck in regional tomorrow morning.
No doubt about that. Coach Bob McCullough and his girls have had another great season. They've got Tri-West tomorrow morning. They've been regional action, and like you said, they did a great job on our Crunch Time show Monday night for wings and rings. 2nd down give to Guthrie, and he's going to get about 4. Number 21,
Andrew Roth
with a good clean hit, takes him to the ground and gives him a hand right off the ground. I know Andrew Roth from being in the same building as him every day. I'm not surprised.
And that's a key addition back on this Lawrenceburg defensive side of the ball. Man, the improvement they have made from last year to this year has been so substantial. It's no wonder they're 7-1 riding a 7-game win streak.
Another big 3rd down, Travis. They've converted a couple of them. And there's a big, heavy formation by
Timeout Lawrenceburg.
Timeout Lawrenceburg. So the South Dearborn come out in a kind of like a Brownstown Central spinner formation. Coach Kanega couldn't call timeout quick enough. Let's keep it right here for one more and talk a little bit about those sectional matchups, Travis, for our area teams. The Eagle Roadshow is headed to St. Leon next week, as I talked about.
Yeah, Silver Creek and East Central both ranked in 4A. We actually have only done 3 East Central games all season long.
South Dearborn.
Yeah. So it's about time we get back out to St. Leon. That's a huge matchup. Mike Perleberg, Chuck Thomas, scheduled to be on the call there. And from there, we'll see where we go.
South Dearborn in the same sectional as East Central got a difficult draw. They're going to play Mooresville next week. Mooresville will be entering that game with a record of either 7-2 or 6-3, depending on how they do with Perry Brady tonight. That's a difficult draw for the Knights. It will be at home at South Dearborn. The Tigers will be home with Scottsburg and Milan.
On the road at Knightstown.
So
they're the only area team that we cover primarily that's hitting the road.
You got three postseason football games in Dearborn County next week.
That does mean, though, if Milan can advance, though, that they'd be in line to probably get a home game in the semifinals.
Here's the 3rd and 7. South Dearborn comes out in their traditional I formation, one right receiver each side. Willoughby back to pass. Ashton Craig's in the backfield. He's got a handful of jersey, and he takes him down. Ashton Craig, the sophomore defensive end, disrupts this 3rd down for the Knights. And will most likely send the punt team on the field. 4:50 to go in the 2nd quarter. Lawrenceburg leads 28-13. Big play by sophomore Ashton Craig.
And it looked for a moment that Reese Willoughby was going to be able to avoid that pressure, or at least get outside of the pocket, see if he could make something happen down the field. But credit to Ashton Craig. That's a great individual play, sticking with it. He's got long arms. He was able to reach out, grab the jersey, and pull him down.
Adam Dixon back into punt, Travis, like you said, the quarterback with the broken hand cast on the hand.
That's a good punter, too.
And the Tigers,
they're not even going to worry about it.
Return set up. This one's going to roll out of bounds between the 25 and 30, probably at the 27-yard line. So that's where the Tigers will have their opportunity if they can throw together a 5th straight touchdown drive to extend this thing to 3 possessions for the first time tonight. So this drive will start at the 28.
Yeah, and they didn't take any chances returning a punt there after what had happened previously in the game with a muffed punt, maybe a punt interference. We'll never know.
They're kind of fortunate that, it was a good punt by Dixon, but he didn't get a good bounce. It bounced straight up, and it didn't roll. It could have rolled down there closer to the 10. But as is, the Tigers will start their fifth drive of the night at the 28-yard line. Travis, they ran 21 plays. They've got four touchdowns. They haven't punted. They haven't turned it over. And I don't think their offense has committed a penalty.
They have committed one hold.
One hold. You're right. Out here in front of me, yeah.
But pretty clean.
But regardless, my point stands about how well they're playing. Yeah. Garrett Yoon rolls to his left on first down. He's got Gavin behind the night defense again. And that's going to be a touchdown. This one's going to be 72 yards. They can't stop Gavin Yoon.
Well, we've been talking all year, when this team gets Gavin Yoon back, look out. When this team gets Gavin Yoon back, look out. And he has proven it tonight. I'm not going to be able to do that math very quick because he's got a lot of crooked numbers on the 54, 30, 28, 72. Do the math in
pushing
your head.
Pushing 200. Yeah, I got 194 there quickly in my head. It's pushing 200, but I got to do a better job looking downfield myself because I don't know how he got behind two Knights that time. Man-to-man coverage in the first quarter. The Knights had a safety deep that time, and Gavin just split them.
Yeah, and it's the other receivers you have to pay attention to as well. So it's a pick-your-poison type offense, and Gavin's killing them.
Zeke does her job. She's 5 for 5. Tigers 35, Knights 13. We'll be right back. This is high school football on Eagle 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
I was involved in the ASAP program at Ivy Tech Community College. I received my associate's degree in 11 months. With the ASAP program, there are three concentrations: communication, business, or psychology. I'm Isabella, and I'm with Ivy Tech Community College. Learn more or enroll today at ivytech.edu/Lawrenceburg.
Hey, sports ball fans, this is Lori with Eagle Country 99.3, and my friend Gary Trable is a proud sponsor of this sportscast and your athlete. Stop and see Gary at Herlinger Chevrolet the next time you're shopping for a new vehicle, and be the star of your game with a warranty forever from Gary at Herlinger Chevrolet.
Hey, it's Bubba Bo. Get all the news, weather, and traffic you need to start your day with me on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
Mason Kennedy has kicked off again. Bailey Whitelock has fielded that kick again, and the Tiger kickoff team, after giving up a big chunk of yards on the first return, has tightened up, and they bring Whitelock down at the 22-yard line. Travis, one play, 72 yards, Yoon to Yoon.
Yeah, and it was a design rollout to Garrett's left. Mentioned that Gavin split a couple defenders there, was able to get over the top. I do know Daya Patel was in on that play, so he was obviously a threat. We're kind of trying to figure out how Gavin got so wide open, but give credit to Garrett for continuing to put these balls on the money. And, you'd like to see him get some more first downs for some BOGO wings and rings.
Very true. Here's Guthrie on first down. He's got room to run. He's got some space to the left, and Guthrie's hobbling his way out of bounds, Travis. You got a flag down in the backfield. You got Guthrie kind of pulling up lame on this. You know what I need to do, Travis? I need to finish, and I apologize for this. I need to finish our starting lineup tonight, brought to you by CASA. Join the Voices for Recovery. Together we are stronger. DearbornCountyCASA.com. I never got a chance to set the Tiger defense because of the way this game started. Let me do that while you're sorting out the penalty. Up front, we've called all these names by now: Ashton Craig, Braden York, Ethan Paris, Mason Kennedy, linebacking core of Marshall Kennard, Noah Rillette, Andrew Rennekamp, and that secondary, number 8, Aiden Gilmore. Safeties, Wyatt Hartman, Jace Bohan, and number 24 at the other corner, Blake Markland. Never got a chance to set that Tiger defense just because the ball was changing hands so quickly early in the game. What's the call here on the penalty in the new situation?
That was a hold, so that's going to negate a good first-round run from Dalton Guthrie. Backing up South Dearborn to their own 12-yard line.
And
counterplay to Herzner.
He's going to get about 5 or 6. South Dearborn fans want a face mask. Marshall Kennard on the tackle. Not going to get the face mask call. Herzner definitely went down at an interesting angle. And, Travis, did you keep your eye on Guthrie? Because at the end of that run that was negated, he looked hobbled. Not injured. He didn't get hit, but almost like a cramp or a pulled muscle or something.
He was running back towards the huddle. I obviously didn't get the ball on that last play, but
he's still on the field, right?
Actually, looks like he has come off the field.
I think he's off the field, yeah.
Herzner's in the backfield.
Herzner's in the backfield. There's a new tailback. Herzner is dotting the I's the tailback. Here's Willoughby running on first down. He's going to keep this one. No, he's not. He's going to throw it downfield. It's going to be caught. He looked like he was going to tuck and run. Instead, he threw it to Andy Dixon. That was second and 18, and Dixon got most of it. They're going to have about a third and short here, right, Travis?
Yeah, and that's after another blitz from Andrew Rennekamp. Willoughby was able to escape, get outside the pocket, and a nice strike on the run. I think that's where he's comfortable, is getting outside of the pocket.
I agree. So a nice catch by Andy Dixon, third and not as short as I thought. It's going to be third and five at the 28, 2.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Keep your eye on Guthrie, Travis. That'd be a big loss if he's unable to continue. He's not on the field right now, and he was kind of limping off the sideline. Here's Willoughby again out on the perimeter, like you said, Travis, and he throws this time going back to Andy Dixon, defended by Aiden Gilmore. And this pass falls incomplete from behind and short of the receiver, and it's quickly fourth down. Fourth and four, the 28 for South Dearborn.
Yeah, and that time they had Willoughby rolling to his left, a little bit harder to throw across your body.
Yeah.
Aiden Gilmore
and
with a
he's going to have to make those throws while moving. He's not going to be able to roll out, stop, and get his feet set because of that Tiger defense. And like you said, when you go to your left, it's a lot more difficult. So South Dearborn forced the punt. The ball's only at the 28-yard line. And if Bree scores, and look at this, Travis, the Tigers don't even have anybody back, nor do I think they're going after the punt. What do we got here? Whistle. South Dearborn doesn't have any timeouts. Can't be that. Oh, yes, it can.
They were showing one apiece on the board.
I guess they only called two. So 35-13, Travis, and needless to say, you're on the road against a 7-1 Lawrenceburg team, down three touchdowns is not a good spot. But you're going to give Lawrenceburg the ball back with 2 minutes to go. This thing could be 42-13 at halftime. And if that's the case, I don't want to lose listeners. That might be close to night-night.
Yeah, the way this Lawrenceburg offense looks tonight, man, I mean, you can't say anything else other than they're firing on all cylinders. They got their best skill player back from last season, last week, with Gavin Yoon coming back from a knee injury. And he is knocked off. If there was any rust there, he knocked it off pretty quickly. He's having a monster night tonight. And just having him out there, his presence makes this such a dangerous offense. It was already dangerous. With the likes of Adam Bird, Gary Yoon, Dakota Roth, Seth Lampert, Dia Patel, Mason Kennedy. I mean, the list goes on and on
just
and on.
Just the receiving. Let me rattle off some of these receiving stats. Dakota Roth, 19 catches, 346 yards. Dia Patel, 19 for 283. Bird, 15 for 137. Those are great numbers. And, oh, yeah, now Gavin Yoon's back.
Yeah, and he's almost got to those numbers in less than two games. So it shows his skill level.
Here comes the punt. The only person deep for this one's the referee.
That's going to get a good bounce.
Dixon gets a good bounce on this one. He needed it because it wasn't as good of a kick as last time. Bailey Whitelock will down it at the roll out of bounds at the 37. 2 minutes and 4 seconds to go. Lawrenceburg has one timeout to work with. They lead 35-13. They've touched the ball five times. They've scored five touchdowns. And they've got a chance to really bust this thing open here. The touchdowns have come: a 54-yard pass to Gavin Yoon, a 2-yard run by Adam Bird, a 36-yard catch by Adam Bird, a 4-yard run by Adam Bird, and a 72-yard catch by Gavin Yoon. Let's see what they do with first and 10 at the 37, their sixth drive of the game. Here's Garrett Yoon.
Three wide.
Under center. Travis, you'll have his numbers on the Ivy Tech Community College stats report coming up at halftime. They're going to be impressive. Three wide, two to the left, one to the right. Mason Kennedy in motion from the fullback position. Yoon rolls to his left, looks to his left. He's got Gavin on a comeback route, gain of 9.
Man, he might have got to the sticks there.
See the spot.
It's going to be close. Yeah, okay. Looks like they're going to give him the 9.
Going to give him the 9. Second and 1, Tigers. So, hey, I mean, you got to think, as many deep balls as Yoon's beat you on, the little 9-yard comeback route after he's beat you deep so many times is going to be there most of the rest of the night.
Yep, and it could also set up a double move later on in the contest as well if they want to go that route.
Two wide to the right again, one wide to the left. The man in the left is Gavin Yoon. He's in motion, which floods the right side of the field. Garrett rolls to the right. Oh, he's got a tight end.
Is it York?
He's got a tight end screen on the other side of the field to Braden York. York might take this one to the house. Touchdown, Braden York, 54 yards. Two wide to the right. They send Gavin Yoon in motion to the right. They flood that side of the field with all three wide receivers. Garrett rolls that way. You've got your three best receivers here. Braden York was your weak side tight end. He blocked and released to the left sideline. And he took it to the house.
The last time we called a game here at the Fit earlier in the season, we saw that play for the first time. And, you know, York got 25, 30 yards on it. But we talked about how impressive he is running the ball for a kid his size. And, man, he put on the Jets. That was fun to watch.
He's an athletic big kid. Trust
Absolutely.
Me. I get to coach that young man in basketball. He's got quick feet. He can get out and run. He's got great hands, too. And he's got 6 points, and Avery Sieg added her sixth extra point.
Another weapon to add to that Lawrenceburg Tigers offense.
42-13 Tigers. Back after this. High school football on Eagle 99.3, EagleCountryOnline.com.
On Tuesday, October 22nd, join Margaret Mary Health for the 13th annual Think Pink Breast Cancer Awareness event at the Sunman Legion. This event offers appetizers, door prizes, and a keynote presentation by inspirational speaker Deanna Day Young. This year, attendees will hear about the importance of staying positive even when life gives you lemons. Cost to attend is $20 a person, and registration is available online at mmhealth.org.
Hey, it's Double T Travis there. I have all the news, sports, and traffic you need to wrap up your day on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
Mason Kennedy has kicked the ball off to Bailey Whitelock, and Lawrenceburg has recovered. It was a deep kick, okay? We weren't quite back from commercial. He kicked it deep. Whitelock did not field it cleanly. It bounced right off his shoulder pads, and when it bounced, Travis, it bounced. It bounced forward 15, 20 yards. The South Dearborn players didn't know that Whitelock didn't catch it because it was a deep kick. The South Dearborn players were blocking, and the football was rolling towards them, and the Tigers swarmed it.
Uh-oh. Yep, well, we had a coach and a player. We won't get into it.
Yeah, we got some. Got some stuff here on the South Dearborn sideline, but nonetheless, I tried to paint the best picture I could. Nobody on South Dearborn knew Whitelock didn't catch it except him. And when it bounced off his chest, Travis, it bounced about 20 yards forward. South Dearborn's players were blocking. They wouldn't have known to turn around and try to recover the football.
Right. That's just an unfortunate turnover there. And for a Lawrenceburg team that's just been lights out on offense, it's really a devastating turnover because now they got a minute 37. One timeout, ball on South Dearborn's 32 to score another touchdown. And
here we go. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Bird in the backfield. Yoon drops back, looks to his right, throws across the middle. Dye Patel's wide open across the middle. He's going to have the first down, and he's brought down by number six, Whitelock. So the Tigers, got a flag. This one's going to come back. It's like it never happened. It's a false start, Travis. I know you're keeping track of penalties. So that's going to negate a positive play, but nonetheless, don't put it past the Tigers to punch it in for the seventh time in as many possessions. 1 minute and 30 seconds to go. It's going to be first and 15 on the 42. This drive started on the 37. That'll put us at 42. Mm-hmm.
And six straight completions for Garrett Yoon. So they've been doing a lot of damage through the air, a lot of big explosive plays there. And that's likely where they're going here. Five wide receivers. Of course, you got to be privy to a quarterback keeper in this situation. And there it is.
And there it is. Good call, Travis.
Good job from South Dearborn's
D-line. Yeah, that's number 91 on the tackle there, Austin Ashcraft. Real well defended. You know, Coach Kaniga is saying, hey, we'll test this one time. Plenty of time for the Tigers, the way their offense is rolling. Ball's at the 38, not the 42. I'm sorry. It'll be second and 16 at the 38. Officially a loss of one for Yoon. He's back to pass here, looks to his left, and he underthrows Gavin Yoon. It was one of those comeback routes, and he underthrew him. So the Tigers, for the first time, have a drive that is not going beautifully. They're faced with third and 16 at the 38, 57 seconds until halftime.
And when you know at the time they get the best starting field position on South Dearborn's side of the field, they can't get anything going. But we do give credit to South Dearborn on that second down play for –
yeah, exactly.
You know,
that was the key.
Taking down Garrett Yoon for a loss of one.
That was first down still, but yeah.
First long,
right. But to put him in second long. Yeah. But here's third and long, and it could be four down territory for the Tigers. Yoon will roll to his left. Bird stays home to block, looking for brother Gavin underneath, and I think they're all in on going for fourth down. Gavin catches it on an 8-yard out route on third and 16, and that tells me, Travis, the coaching staff said, we got two plays to pick this up.
Yeah, and why not? You have a big lead. Your defense has started to play better in the second half.
You're on their side of the field.
So take a shot.
The 29 to be exact, where it'll be fourth and eight.
And to add on to that, if they fail and turn the ball over on downs, South Dearborn still got to go about three-fourths of the field with no timeouts and under a minute.
It's a no-brainer. And that was the right play on 3rd and 16 to cut it in half. 4th and 8, maybe a long 7. Yoon, 2 to his left, 1 to his right, Bird in the backfield. He looks to his right, throws over the middle. That's going to be a first down. Dakota Roth's first catch of the night. The flag comes in from the secondary. Roth on a crossing route over the middle of the field is going to have enough for the first down. Number 21, Will Yauch on the tackle. The flag came in from the secondary, not at the line of scrimmage. I didn't see it, Travis. Don't think you did either, so we'll see how the refs sort it out. Casey Younger up here in the box with us. He thinks he knows what it is. What do you got, Casey? Casey's on the clock.
On the offense.
Illegal man downfield. We've got Matt Albright, the voice of the Tigers in the box, as always. Casey Younger and Mark Kaniga, double duty on the clock in a chilly, but a perfect kind of chilly press box tonight, Travis. It's hoodie and shorts weather for me.
We've been waiting a long time to get this football weather.
We got into like week 7 of this season with like hot summer weather.
Yeah, it's been good the last couple weeks. We were out of Milan last week. It was raining.
We were good because we were in the box.
Yeah, it was raining. It was a little windy. I know the folks out there in the stands might have thought different about that being good football weather, but we're enjoying it here tonight. Nice, beautiful night for high school football to wrap up the regular season.
Lawrenceburg's called their last timeout. It's 4th and 12. The ball's at the 34-yard line. There's 43 seconds to go. They're going to go for it. Like you said, Travis, if they don't get it, they've got a 4-touchdown lead, and South Dearborn would have 70 yards to travel, 66 yards to travel with no timeouts. So they're going to dial up something good here on 4th and 12 to give themselves the best chance for one more. And, Travis, I don't know that I've seen in my 4 or 5 years calling games for Eagle a better half of offense than what I've seen from this Lawrenceburg team tonight. From an execution balance, it's been a masterpiece.
I think I'm right there with you. I mean, not counting teams from outside of the area that I've seen play in sectional, regional, semi-state, thing like that. From a local standpoint, I'm right there with you. We're not just blowing smoke here. This Tigers offense has a lot of talent, and that is on display tonight. They've been absolutely fantastic. I don't know that there's many teams around that can stop this kind of team.
They've touched the ball 6 times. They've scored 6 touchdowns. They've ran 24 plays. You'll have the stats at halftime. But here's 4th and 12 as they try to score their 7th touchdown. Yoon back to pass on 4th and 12. South Dearborn bringing some pressure. Yoon goes to his left, throws deep for Gavin. Touchdown in the back of the end zone, a corner route, and that's going to be a 34-yard strike to Gavin Yoon. Travis, they've touched it 7 times. They've scored 7 times. That's Yoon's 3rd. This is an offensive clinic by the Tigers.
Gavin just keeps getting loose down the field, and when it was all said and done, the Tigers had about 3 receivers down near the end zone, and it looked like they were all single covered again. So,
And I said the Knights brought some pressure.
So it left them exposed in the back a little bit.
Right. But, yeah, they wanted to get it out of Garrett's hands quickly, and they didn't because he just scooted to the left, got his feet set, and put it on a strike to Gavin. Let's get a real quick break. 48-49-13. Did she miss that? She might have missed one. I wasn't watching. I apologize. Quick break. Back after this. It's all Tigers here in Lawrenceburg. Eagle 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Respect. It's more than a word. It's an underlying principle of success and humanity. In the U.S. Army, respect is one of our foundation values. It's the reason we can overcome every obstacle and defeat every foe. So if you're interested in joining a team where respect is earned every day, consider joining our team. And now, in addition to earning respect, you may qualify to earn up to $40,000 in bonuses.
For more information, call 812-209-8208. Visit goarmy.com/IT40 or stop by the Lawrenceburg Army Recruiting Center at 211 Walnut Street.
Hey, it's Bubba Bo. Get all the news, weather, and traffic you need to start your day with me on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
We are back to Lawrenceburg High School. 5 plays, 37 yards, a 34-yard touchdown strike from Garrett Yoon to his brother Gavin. And that was set up by a muffed kickoff, an unfortunate if you're South Dearborn, because it bounced off Whitelock's shoulder pad that just bounced so far forward the Tigers covered it. Avery Seek did miss the extra point there, Travis. You and I were still reliving the touchdown play, so Miss Avery Seek is 6 for 7 tonight. And I saw it out of the corner of my eye. It was another beautifully kicked the ball by Avery, but it just sailed, I believe, to the left. So,
and still a 35-point lead for the Tigers. Yeah. So once we, if South Dearborn can't get any points here at the end of the half, it will go to a running clock to start the second half with the Tigers leading 35 points.
Well, the Tigers were content to squib. South Dearborn just got another illegal substitution, Traps. That's the third time they've got an illegal substitution penalty. And I don't know that I've seen three illegal substitutions, you know, all year, and I've seen three tonight. And Rand Ballard's in the refs here now. Something going on there. But let's see what South Dearborn does with this last 30 seconds. They've got no timeouts. The ball's on their own 39-yard line. It's all Tigers here in Lawrenceburg. 48-13, seven possessions, seven touchdowns. The stats are coming at halftime, and they are going to be impressive if you're cheering for the Orange and Black, who's in all white tonight at home, if you're listening, by the way. Needed to point that out. Willoughby throws over the head of his intended receiver on first and 15. You don't see this much in high school football. The Tigers, the home team, in white tonight. White jerseys, white pants, some of the players pink socks. It is October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and the black top, South Dearborn, in their traditional home blues. White helmets, white pants.
Yeah, when I was walking into the pit tonight, I noticed South Dearborn kids standing outside of the locker room, and the first thing I said to myself was, interesting, because they are wearing their
You don't
their
see it as
blues.
Much in high school. You see it all the time in the NFL. Mm-hmm. It's become more and more common for home teams to wear white.
To be quite frank, it doesn't bother me, you know, as long as they're not wearing the same color.
No.
That's fine with me.
The home team wears dark, but, you know, I think there's the leeway to agree upon that amongst coaches. Second and 15 for South Dearborn, and they're going to complete this pass out in the flats to number two, Blake Bartley, but he's got nowhere to go.
Actually lost a couple yards,
yeah,
it looks
lost
like.
A couple, and that's going to do it for the first half, more than likely. No reason for South Dearborn to run another play here. Clock ticks under 10. That's going to take us to halftime. All Tigers in this Week 9 rivalry game. Lawrenceburg 48, South Dearborn 13. You're listening to high school football on your hometown radio station, Eagle 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
St. Elizabeth physicians know the importance of having the right care when you need it most, which is why we've opened a brand new facility right here in Dearborn County, just off I-275 and US 50. Our highly rated physicians are now here to provide you with personalized primary and specialty care, as well as the convenience of urgent care 7 days a week. St. Elizabeth physicians, we're committed to our patients, so we'll be there for you every step of your journey.
Hometown Sports Station is your hometown radio station.
All right, here's your Eagle Country 993 High School Football Scoreboard Update. I'm Harrison, and on their senior night, Lawrenceburg's offense is putting on a clinic, scoring seven touchdowns on seven possessions. They are beating South Dearborn 48-13. East Central is beating Beech Grove 21-15, and then Milan is out ahead of Switzerland County 34-0. Batesville is beating Connersville 28-7, and then we have Harrison beating Franklin County 48-7. Ryle is out ahead of Dixie 13-8, and last we were updated, Indian Hill is beating Taylor 14-0. That's your Eagle Country 993 High School Football Scoreboard Update. I'm Harrison here on Eagle Country 993.
It's excruciating, maybe the hardest thing you'll ever do, preparing to say goodbye to a loved one. Loving Hearts Hospice and Palliative Care is here to provide comfort, reduce fears, and bring hope. Hospice care adds an average of 29 quality days to a person's life. Loving Hearts will relieve the stress so patients and families can make the most of the time they have left together. Caring is at the heart of everything they do. Search Loving Hearts Hospice on Facebook. Loving Hearts Hospice and Palliative Care, advocates for maximizing your life.
Hi, this is Curtis from Gilman Home Center.
Dad, I'm basically an adult now, so it's time to change those baby colors in my room. I think a soft teal would give it life without overwhelming the room. And it can reduce stress, which I need. Have you seen my homework load?
Whether you're like Lacey and know exactly what you want, or need a little help picking the perfect color, Gilman Home Center can help you find the right product and save you money. If your project is painting this week, there's no better time than now during the Buy One, Get One Free paint sale at Gilman Home Center. Includes all best look, gallon size, interior, or exterior paints. It's the Buy One, Get One Free Best Look Paint Sale. Hurry. Sale ends October 20th.
Best service, best products. Do it best.
Shop local. Shop Gilman Home Center, US 50 in Aurora, Indiana.
When it comes to all things F-Series, rely on your ultimate truck destination. From Rangers to Raptors, 150s to 450s, long beds or short beds, XLTs to King Ranches, gas or diesel, regular cabs to crew cabs, or if you just feel like browsing the largest selection of Super Duties in the tri-state, then Hegg Ford is the answer. Browse over 100 F-Series in-store or online at HeggFordSales.com. Hegg Ford, we are the difference.
35 years your family tradition, 5 years our legacy. It's October, which means it's time for the Weber Family Pumpkin Festival. Harrison's biggest event of the year returns to Kilby Road October 19th and 20th. Folks come from near and far to shop more than 180 craft and artisan vendors, take in live music, food, demonstrations, the petting zoo, and a pumpkin sculptor who's competing on Food Network's Halloween Wars this season. Presented in part by Zimmer Tractor, your local authorized Kubota dealer. Gather all the details at Weber'sFarmMarket.com.
Hey, sportsball fans, this is Lori with Eagle Country 99.3, and my friend Gary Trable is a proud sponsor of this sportscast and your athlete. Stop and see Gary at Herlinger Chevrolet the next time you're shopping for a new vehicle, and be the star of your game with a warranty forever from Gary at Herlinger Chevrolet.
Hey, it's Bubba Bo. Get all the news, weather, and traffic you need to start your day with me on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
Welcome back to Lawrenceburg High School. It is halftime in the Pit, Week 9, Dearborn County EIAC rivalry game of all Lawrenceburg. Lawrenceburg 48, South Dearborn 13. Lawrenceburg's been in control the whole time, Travis. South Dearborn did get this thing to 21-13. You're in a rivalry game, second quarter, 21-13.
Yeah.
Even though it felt like Lawrenceburg was in control the whole time, I guess in hindsight they were, because from that point on it was 27 unanswered by the Tigers. That was an offensive clinic. We'll have the numbers in just a second.
Yeah, and a lot of those numbers coming through the air. But you mentioned the 21-13 score came after a little bit of a controversial play where Adam Bird muffed a punt. Looked like maybe there was some catcher interference there. There was no flag. South Dearborn ended up capitalizing after that. But after that play right there, Lawrenceburg went on an incredible run. But their offense has just been lights out tonight, scoring on every possession. I mentioned a couple times, I just don't know how you stop them. They can run the ball with Union Bird and then all those different receivers that Garrett can spread the ball out to. Dangerous, dangerous team, and a lot of fun to watch, especially here tonight. They've been exceptional.
Well, let's get to the numbers. Let's put the specifics with the numbers to that, Travis. The Ivy Tech Community College stats report. Take it away.
Yeah, and we're going to start with Lawrenceburg because that's where a majority of the stats are coming from, and we got to start with Garrett Yoon. 10 of 12 for 347 yards passing, 5 touchdowns through the air. We do want to mention Adam Bird is 0 for 1 passing the ball. They threw a little halfback pass early in the game, and he had Dakota Roth wide open, underthrew him a little bit. Would have been a touchdown if Dakota could have brought that in. On the ground tonight, though, for Lawrenceburg, they're led by Adam Bird, 8 carries for 60 yards and 2 touchdowns. Garrett Yoon's carried the ball 5 times for 28 yards, receiving. Welcome back, Gavin Yoon. Returned last week and played about 25 snaps, according to Coach Kaniga, but 7 receptions in the first half, 235 yards and 3 touchdowns. His touchdown passes or receptions, I should say, 34-yard variety, 54 yards, and 72 yards. So he's been absolutely outstanding. Adam Bird, 2 receptions for 58 yards and a touchdown. And how about Braden York, 1 reception for 54 yards and a touchdown. So in total, Lawrenceburg has 347 passing yards, 88 rushing. So that's 435 total yards of offense in the first half. For South Dearborn, through the air, Reese Willoughby, 4 of 9 for 56 yards and a touchdown. You also have Timmy Dick that's 1 for 1 for around 56, 57 yards on a what was their version of a halfback pass. It's actually like a double reverse
pass.
On the ground, Dalton Guthrie leading the way, 10 carries, 43 yards, and a touchdown. Herzner and Willoughby have carried the ball a couple times, but haven't done much on the ground. Through the air, Chance Sparinger has 25 yards on one reception. Andy Dixon, a reception for 13 yards. Jake Black had the 57-yard reception from the Timmy Dick throw earlier in the game. And Dalton Guthrie scored a touchdown on a 15-yard mid-screen that we called out for South Dearborn's second touchdown of the night. Penalties, it's a key to the game. We're going to get to it here in a second. 8 penalties on the defensive, offensive side, and in special teams all together for South Dearborn, just 3 for Lawrenceburg.
3 of those illegal substitutions as well. Thanks, yep. Travis. Yep. That's your Ivy Tech Community College stat reports. Do the math and see why Ivy Tech makes financial sense for pursuing your degree. Campuses are conveniently located in Lawrenceburg and Batesville. Learn more at ivytech.edu. You know, I have the good fortune of coaching Gavin Yoon and several of these other Tigers in basketball. I'm going to make sure Gavin knows that I, too, had 234 receiving yards once, and it was called my whole career. I might not tell him that, but what a night. Like you said, welcome back, and little brother hooking up with big brother there. You kind of tippy-toed into it, but go into it in some depth now, Travis. Our Hag 4 keys to the game.
Yeah, just a reminder, 8 penalties for South Dearborn, 3 for Lawrenceburg. That was a key to the game. And we saw South Dearborn a couple weeks ago against Franklin County, and there was a lot of penalty flags in that game, so I thought it was going to be important for South Dearborn to play a more clean game against what I would call a better team. Franklin County is definitely trending in the right direction, but Lawrenceburg ranked up there in 3A for a reason, but you mentioned 3 illegal subs. They've had a couple of kicks go out of bounds on special teams and a hold here and there, so they got some things to clean up there. For Lawrenceburg, hold, false start, things of that nature, but they've been pretty clean in the first half. Also, getting off the field was going to be important for both teams. We mentioned South Dearborn's offense only converts about 22% of their third downs. So it was important for Lawrenceburg to kind of keep them in that range. They have done a good job in that aspect. As for South Dearborn, well, Lawrenceburg completes about 51% of their third downs, and they haven't got them off the field at all. So,
not once. Lawrenceburg's had to go for it on fourth down, I believe, twice. But to your point, South Dearborn has literally got off the field.
Yeah, so Lawrenceburg's got the check mark there and then hitting on the big plays. I mentioned some of those numbers, 54, 36, 72, 54, 34, those are some of the touchdown passes that Garrett Yoon has had tonight. So the explosive big plays have been pretty much exclusively on the Lawrenceburg side.
There's your Hag Ford keys to the game. Hag Ford has been family-owned and operated for over 55 years. Stop by the dealership on US 50 in Greendale and get your keys to a brand-new Ford today. Check out their inventory at hagfordsales.com. And then, Travis, we launched a new segment tonight thanks to our friends at Supercuts in on US 50, a newer Supercuts open in Lawrenceburg, the Supercuts matchup of the game.
Yeah, Tigers D-line versus the Knights O-line. Again, going back to that Franklin County game a couple of weeks ago, South Dearborn struggled against Franklin County's defensive line. So, and they're not struggling as much tonight. The score might tell you differently, but they have rushed for, 42 yards. So we will give the Tigers a check mark there for doing a good job. There have been some holes opened up here and there, but penalties have come back to haunt South Dearborn on some of those plays. And also with the young quarterback, you know, it's important there with that matchup, not letting that D-line get to him. They've forced Willoughby into some pressures. He's done a good job of escaping it. I think 1 sack tonight. Ashton Craig has that, maybe 2 for the Tigers. So, despite the score, I don't think South Dearborn's offensive line has played that bad, but Tigers are trending towards the check mark there.
They just don't have room for error. They have no room for
exactly,
error.
Yeah.
That's your Supercuts matchup of the game. Supercuts located on US 50 in the Skyline Center. Supercuts, Supercolor, waxing, and more, plus the hot towel refresher leaves you clean, sharp, and ready to go.
That hot towel refresher makes me want to get out and start paying for haircuts. If anybody knows me, they know I just go with the traditional buzz cut. I can do that at home, but Supercuts is making me think twice about that. Tell you
hot
what.
Hot towel.
Sounds good on a cool night, too.
Going to get double T down there at Supercuts. But we certainly appreciate them supporting our broadcast and high school sports here in the area. Travis, just kind of a preview. Where's your head at? You're going to have to pick a Wardway Fuels player who fueled their team, as well as the star of the game tonight, presented by Gary Trable, your local sales expert at Herlinger Chevrolet in West Harrison. You got to have the Yoons on your mind.
Absolutely. And a lot of times we try to, include some of those guys that are in the trenches and on the defensive side of the ball. But when the Tigers got 48 points in the first half and they've scored on every possession they've had, it's coming from the offensive side of the ball. Garrett Yoon's got 5 touchdown passes, 3 coming to older brother Gavin. Adam Bird's having a nice game as well. Braden York with a big touchdown. He's touched the ball once, 54 yards for a touchdown. So a couple of those guys are going to be getting strong consideration for some honors when we get to the postgame show.
Well, there you go. You'll be picking our Wardway Fuels player who fueled their team. Wardway Fuels, your local propane and home heating oil provider with fast delivery to your business or home. Visit Wardway.com. And, of course, Gary Trable, your local sales expert at Erlinger Chevrolet in West Harrison. Stop and see Gary the next time you're shopping for a new vehicle. See why 26 years of repeat customers keep coming back to see the number one Chevy salesman in the tri-state continues to support our broadcasts and sports in the area. Let's take a quick break here on the Whitewater Motor Company in a Mile and Halftime Show. Whitewater Motor Company, the most trusted name in the car business. We'll be right back here on your hometown radio station, Eagle 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Our family has been digging deeper for ways to save money. Natalie's digging in the sofa.
A quarter? Cha-ching!
We even found a way we could cut our energy bill up to 80%.
Climate Master geothermal systems tap the constant temperature of the earth to provide heating, cooling, and hot water while keeping our home comfortable all year long. And Climate Master systems are so efficient, the investment quickly pays for itself.
They're also a cleaner choice for the environment.
Call Jeff at Gehring today at 812-934-6088 or visit GehringInc.com and leave the digging
to the professionals at Gehring.
Trust your propane and heating oil needs to Wardway Fuels. At Wardway, we're dedicated to keeping you warm and comfortable all winter. With our automatic delivery service, you have the peace of mind knowing your propane or oil supply is safe and sufficient. Wardway's low prices and fast, friendly service makes them your first choice for oil and propane. Family owned and operated since 1981, we're Wardway Fuels, fueling your warmth and comfort all year long.
A crisp morning on the way to your secret hunting spot. A bonfire circled with friends. That fall hay in all its fragrance. Whitewater Motor Company in Milan knows what tickles your nose, and it's not that new truck smell. You want a quality, affordable, low-mileage truck that will last without a payment or a fancy fake smell sticking around. Your discount truck headquarters knows what really matters. The tradition continues at Whitewater Motor Company in Milan. Find the most trusted name in the car business at WhitewaterMotorCompany.com.
Bring your team to Buffalo Wings and Rings for a chef-inspired menu in a club-level atmosphere. It's the ultimate sports restaurant experience, a place where everyone gets treated like a VIP. This isn't bar food, it's raise the bar food, including wings, salads, sandwiches, and so much more. You'll add a new favorite to your playbook every time you stop by. Rush into Buffalo Wings and Rings on Flossie Drive in Greendale, Indiana. Also offering carryout and catering service. Call or order online at BuffaloWingsAndRings.com.
Hey, it's Double T Travis there. I have all the news, sports, and traffic you need to wrap up your day on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
We are back to Lawrenceburg High School. John Blackwell alongside Double T Travis Thayer. We've got about 3 minutes left until second half action here between the Lawrenceburg Tigers and the visiting South Dearborn Knights in a game that is all Tigers, 48-13. Travis just did a great job of summing it up for you and putting some numbers with it there on our Whitewater Motor Company in Milan halftime show. And Travis, I'm not worried about the time. I love calling high school football and sitting up here in a press box with you, but it is already pushing 9 o'clock and we haven't started the second half yet, thanks to senior night. And not to mention 9 first-half touchdowns and a couple confusing situations that the refs had to sort out. Certainly not worried about the time of night, but the second half
is
going to move quick. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so a new rule instituted by the IHSAA this season for football is what they call a mercy rule. And with Lawrenceburg up by 35 points going into the second half, it will be a running clock. And it doesn't matter how close South Dearborn can get this game. It's not going to revert back to a normal clock. This is something they're doing to just kind of speed up the game once it's kind of out of hand a little bit.
And that was the interesting part of the rule for me, Travis, is if it gets back under 35, it doesn't matter. South Dearborn scores 4 touchdowns. We got a 7-point game, hypothetically. That clock's running. And
yep.
Don't hold me to this, but they've had the running clock in Ohio for longer than Indiana, and I think if it gets back under the number, the clock stops again. Don't totally hold me to that.
I believe so as well, and I can see the logic in doing it either way.
Sure.
You know, a lot of times when you get in a game and there's a 35-point difference, you don't see comebacks very often. You might talk about the miracle on Elm Street back in the day when my classmates were at Brownstown Central and made the most incredible comeback in Indiana high school football history. And we might get a chance to relive that in a couple weeks. But, yeah, you just don't see those type of comebacks very often. So that's where I can see that it makes a lot of sense to just keep that clock running and, you know, get everybody home at a timely hour is basically what it comes down to.
Yeah, I certainly see the logic both ways. And like you said, it's new in Indiana. Tiger fans, you may have experienced it across state lines, a Taylor game here and there when you play in Ohio. So this one, all Tigers, and the clock will run on everything except timeouts, obviously.
And touchdowns yeah.
Or field goal scoring plays. Yep, so we're talking incomplete passes and out of bounds.
Still going to run,
primarily is the difference there. And first downs.
Yep, that's first downs. All that would be true.
Those are the three biggies. So Lawrenceburg well on their way to their eighth straight win and should enter their sectional play at 8-1. And Travis, Coach Kniga won't like to hear me say this. Heavy favorites next week here in week one against a struggling Scottsburg team.
Yeah. Long trip to come up here, too.
And Scottsburg struggling, and Lawrenceburg should be the superior team in that one. Now, arguably, just by the numbers, okay, I'll keep this objective if you go Sagar in ratings, and then don't let me thrust my opinions into it. The three best teams in the sectional are Lawrenceburg, Brownstown, and Charlestown. They all ended up on the top half of the bracket with Brownstown and Charlestown hooking up next week. Lawrenceburg, should they get by Scottsburg, they'll be a heavy favorite, would travel to Brownstown or Charlestown for a week two matchup.
Yeah, and Brownstown and Charlestown played earlier in the season. I believe Brownstown won 21-14.
Correct.
So that game could go either way.
And Charlestown led 14-0. It took 21 unanswered by Brownstown.
So there you go. So it's looking like a big-time matchup.
Charlestown, sorry to interrupt you, Travis, and I don't have his name. I should have had it prepared. They have a running back committed to Central Michigan.
Wow, okay, so that's
though,
big time.
Even though Brownstown maybe have the better team, Charlestown probably has the best player.
If you
have the best player, you always have a chance.
Yeah, absolutely. So it looks like it's going to be a big-time matchup for the semifinals if everything goes the way we think it will. The team I'm looking at on the bottom half of the bracket is Franklin County, who's really trending in the right direction.
The bottom half is all EIAC.
Yeah,
there's five EIAC teams in the sectional. Lawrenceburg draws the half with the three non-EIAC teams. You got Batesville, Greensburg, Rushville, Franklin County. So if the Tigers are able to get to the sectional championship, it will be a repeat opponent. And an opponent they've already beat.
And it has a great chance of being here.
Well,
potentially.
Not as great as you think. Actually, Coach Kniga told me this week, only if it's Greensburg.
Oh, okay.
Only if it's Greensburg because I don't know all the ins and outs, but of course Coach Kniga did.
It would end up going to the team that has had the fewest road
games.
So that tells me that Greensburg is going to be on the road the first 2 weeks no matter what.
You're going to have a lot of teams that have one of each, and I don't want to discount or disrespect, but Rushville is probably the long shot on the bottom there. Franklin County, the team is trending up. We're Greensburg, very dangerous as well.
Yep.
Second half's underway here. South Dearborn will receive the football, so if they have any chance at a miracle comeback, at least they get to start with the ball. And this drive will start at about the 28-yard line. Again, South Dearborn is at home next week in first-round sectional play with Mooresville, a very, very difficult draw for them. Mooresville will enter at either 7-2 or 6-3. They're 6-2 right now. They're closing out regular season play with Perry Meridian, and many people thought that the top three in that sectional were East Central, Silver Creek, and Mooresville. East Central happens to draw Silver Creek, and South Dearborn happens to draw Mooresville.
Yeah, not great draws for our local teams. You got Mooresville, who's been ranked around the top 10 most of the year in 4A, at least top 15. So very difficult matchup for South Dearborn. And then East Central gets a good ranked opponent to start the sectional off next week as well. And that's where we'll be out in St. Leon.
Yep, East Central and Silver Creek. Mike and Chuck will have the call here on Eagle. 1st and 10 play for South Dearborn. A quick pitch to the backfield for Guthrie. And he is hit and brought down for a loss of 5 by sophomore Ashton Craig. And Travis, that running clock, it's already a factor. It didn't stop after the kickoff. The ref stops, spotted the ball. The clock keeps rolling. We've only ran one play here in the third quarter. We're pushing 10.5 minutes to go.
Yeah, blink of an eye.
South Dearborn's not in a hurry to get to the line of scrimmage. Here you go. South Dearborn kind of got that. What formation we call this? Looks like Browntown Central to me. Kind of a spinner approach here to start the second half. They're going to keep it on the ground hand it off to Guthrie again. Or no, that's Timmy Dick coming off that slot position. And Timmy Dick nothing going on second down. And it's already third and 15 for the Knights.
And we've talked at length about how good that Lawrenceburg defensive line is. We've mentioned Ashton Craig's name a bunch here tonight, just a sophomore, really good-looking kid in terms of his physique, very athletic. Ethan Paris has had a huge year. You got Mason Kennedy, Dalton Dixon, Braden York. They're able to rotate a lot of bodies up there. Bradley, like the list goes on and on. So they stay very fresh on that D-line as well, which makes them all the more dangerous.
South Dearborn taking their time getting to this third and 16 play. South Dearborn, despite the score, they've converted their share of third downs. Here's Willoughby in the shotgun. They will try and throw and get it. He's throwing it over the middle, and Aiden Gilmore's there to break up a pass. Number 17 was open. Chance Sparinger. Gilmore came and broke it up. Gilmore continues his outstanding sophomore season, and there's that clock running. It's weird to see an incompletion on third and 17, but watch the clock keep ticking. South Dearborn will punt it away.
And going back to that third down play, just a one-on-one matchup, Sparinger versus Gilmore. We've seen both get the better of one another at times tonight. And good thing that ball didn't hold up in the air a little bit longer, because Lawrenceburg would have had a safety underneath that running the other way.
That's a good point. And here's the punt by Dixon. Good to see him on the field, even if that was a natural position.
Man, great
Tigers,
punt.
Tigers haven't tried to return a punt since the controversy in the second quarter. And this one's going to roll down at the 31-yard line. That's where the Tigers will start their first drive of the second half, their eighth drive of the game, 7-for-7, putting touchdowns on the board. And, Travis, even though tonight is not going the Knights' way, can you say enough about what Coach Rand Ballard, his staff, and his players have done? From 2012 through 2017, Travis, this is a football program that won 8 games and lost 53. 8-53 in that 6-year stretch. Last year they go 8-3. They're going to fall to 5-4 tonight. 13 wins in 2 years after 8-6. Can't say enough about the resurgence of this South Dearborn program, despite the fact that tonight is not going to go the Knights way.
Yeah, and I'll kind of use some words that Coach K had on Eagle Country 99.3 earlier this morning. He mentioned that Coach Rand Ballard and that whole staff has changed the culture there. They've had a couple of really good senior classes come through that have led the charge within the student athlete realm of things. So it's kind of day and night.
Part of that culture is numbers, and they've got 60, 65 players. You know, you see some teams now, football's losing numbers seemingly everywhere. You see some of these teams show up with 30 varsity players, 35. They got numbers. They're 60, 65 Knights.
And I hear they got some youngsters coming up through their ranks that can play as well. So I think this is going to be something that can be sustainable. And, they can be a 500 or better team year in and year out. And that's a good place to start. It's going to be tough to knock East Central off their pedestal on the 4A side of the division. But anything is possible.
Back to the action on the field. Garrett Yoon, a quarterback keeper for 8 on first down. And then a handoff to Mason Kennedy on 2nd and 2. And he got about 3. So give the Tigers their 6th first down of the night. More touchdowns than first downs. That's buy 6, get 6 free if you're a Tiger fan. At Wings and Rings tonight, 1st and 10 at their own 42. Yoon's going to throw on first down, looking over the middle, and that one sailed on him high, like you said, Travis. Dakota Roth on a route that they hit in the first half. That one sailed over everybody's head, and it's 2nd and 10. And you know, Travis, if you're throwing the ball up 35 with the running clock rule, it's no different than a regular play. You know, if the clock doesn't stop and you're still throwing up 5, that's an incomplete pass and the clock's ticking.
Yeah, nobody should take it as they're trying to hit big chunk plays and run up the score. They're just going to continue to play and show that respect to South Dearborn.
We're already halfway through this quarter, 6 minutes to go in the third. Here's a give to Bird off left tackle. He's going to get about 3 or 4, and the Tigers will be looking at third down at about the 46-yard line. 3rd and 6 at the 46. I would not expect the Tigers to go for it on 4th down here, Travis, unless it's 4th and very short. So the consecutive touchdown streak.
In danger.
In danger on this 3rd and 6.
We have mentioned they have a success rate of about 51% on their third downs.
Yeah, you know, we haven't mentioned tonight, Travis, and that's our fault because it's you and I and it's our station. It's crunch time on Monday nights. We did mention it. We talked about South Dearborn girls. Tune us in Monday night, 6:30 to 7 at Wings and Rings Crunch Time. Here's Yoon on a 3rd and 6 play action. Looks at the sideline, got the first down. They ran the 6-yard comeback route to brother Gavin. Needed 6, got 7. Crunch Time every Monday night here on Eagle Live from Buffalo Wings and Rings. It's the two of us, John Blackwell and Travis Thayer, talking local sports, college sports, pro sports. It airs 6:30 to 7 each Monday at Wings and Rings. Love to see you there. Love to have you tune in on Eagle. And if you can't do either of those on Monday night, Travis gets it up on the website on Tuesday morning, and it's there to stay forever.
Yeah,
at least indefinitely.
And that stuff really stays relevant for the whole week because a lot of times we're looking ahead.
We do our best. We're not just diving into one game. We're trying to keep it relevant.
Spreading it around.
Here's the give to Bird on 1st and 10, and he's off tackle, breaks a tackle. Getting a good block there by the right side of his line with Jack Bradley up there and number 49 for South Dearborn, Dalton Hatfield on attack.
The wiggle of Adam Bird. He looked like he was dead to rights there at the line of scrimmage. And a couple shoulder shugs.
It's a cliche, Travis, and Adam Bird entered the season as a really good player, but you just see him getting better each week still.
Just a junior, so just think him, Garrett Yoon, still going to be
he's going to leave his mark on this program, and Lawrenceburg got a lot of running backs who have really left their mark on this program.
Especially recently.
Yoon to pass on 2nd and 6. Patel on the left sideline. Caught, makes one guy miss, and gets it down inside the 30 for the Tigers at about the 26-yard line. Giving, what do you got on that, Travis? About a gain of 17.
17, we'll call it.
Daya Patel, a name that hasn't been called a ton tonight, but has had an outstanding sophomore season. You talk about these skill guys. Yoon is back. Gavin, they'll lose Gavin. Garrett Yoon's back. Adam Bird's back. Dia Patel's back. Dakota Roth is back. The skill guys are back other than Gavin. And Dia Patel, just a sophomore. Sorry, Travis, wanted to get Dia stats out there. 19 catches, 283 yards, 6 touchdowns.
I also have a guy like Aiden Gilmore who plays corner, but we've seen him in Spurs play on offense. That might be a role he steps into next year.
1st and 10, the Tigers, Bird off left back. We'll give that South Dearborn defense credit. Now, I know Lawrenceburg has dialed back their playbook a little bit, but that South Dearborn defense is competing on this drive, trailing 48-13.
Not making it easy for Lawrenceburg, who's they're going to run the ball a little bit more here in the second half, even with that running clock. But, yes, South Dearborn continuing to fight in this game. You want to see them continue to play as they are still preparing for next week. They have a big game coming up. Season's not over for them by any means.
That's at home. Here's your 2nd and 7 play. Yoon back to pass, fakes to brother Gavin on end around. There's a flag down, going to be a hold. Gavin catches it for a short gain, most likely going to come back. And, again, this is another situation, Travis, where the penalty flag, the clock's going to keep running. We've got 2 minutes and 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's literally taken 10 minutes to get to this point because we haven't had a touchdown or a scoring play, so that clock has not stopped. We've mentioned a couple times. Want to mention one more time, Travis, we've had a couple newer sponsors to our broadcast. That would be CASA. Join the Voices for Recovery. Together we are stronger. DearbornCountyCASA.com and Supercuts, the new Supercuts down there on US 50. Appreciate them supporting our broadcasts and, of course, many of our longtime sponsors as well. 2nd and 12. Yoon back to pass. Blitz, like Travis said, and he just gets out of the pocket and throws it away. Well, he had a receiver in the area, but he threw it over the head of Adam Bird.
Yeah, you can see Drake Pete's coming from what would be the left side of the offensive formation. And he was unblocked. They were able to force Garrett Yoon to just basically dump that ball. And that's a good smart play from Garrett. He's just a sophomore quarterback. So as exceptional as he is, there's still some growing pains there. And the more he can throw the ball away, make safe plays like that, the better off the Tigers will
be. 7 interceptions on the year. Coming into tonight, 61% completion rate, 1,192 yards, 15 touchdowns, 7 picks. He's added over 300 yards of that. And he's looking for Patel, this time incomplete. He was just looking for Patel on a streak route down the left sideline. Well defended by number 26, Drake Pete's, again, hit off the back of Pete's helmet, it looked like to me, and it fell to the ground. And it's going to be 4th and 12 at the 29. And you know what? You're at the 29-yard line. You don't have a kicker over there that can kick a 46-yard field goal. You can punt and try and pin them deep, or you can go for it, and they're going to go for it on 4th and 12. Roth and Gavin Yoon come in off the sideline to get that jumbo package out of there. They're going to go for it on 4th and 12.
Yeah, and you might see a similar play to what we just did, where it's you obviously want to run 12 yards down the field at the marker.
Well, he's got an empty backfield, three wide to the right, two to the left. He's looking to the right, right down the middle, seam route, Adam Bird, touchdown. They hit that route in the first half, Travis, and they hit it here on fourth and 12 to put it in for the eighth straight time. A seam route out the empty backfield by Bird. That's his fourth touchdown of the night.
Five wide receivers. Bird's in the slot, so he's going to get matched up with a linebacker. He's going to win those one-on-one battles more time than not. And Garrett Yoon able to throw a strike across the middle of the field. And Bird does the rest. The speedy running back has scored twice at the receiver spot here tonight.
Do I have that right? He's got four touchdowns, or does he have five?
He has four touchdowns, two on the ground and two through the air.
And Gavin's got three, and York's got the other one.
Yep.
Put one more on the board, 55-13. Tigers, late third quarter, back after this, high school football on Eagle 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
With a concentration in communication studies, I am now working for Ivy Tech in K-14. I work with high school students to get them college credit while they're still in high school. I'm Isabella, and I'm with Ivy Tech Community College. Learn more or enroll today at ivytech.edu/Lawrenceburg.
Civista Bank offers checking accounts that match the way you live. Learn more at Civista.bank. Member FDIC. Focused on you. Thank you for listening to your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3 WSCH, Aurora, Lawrenceburg, Harrison, Hidden Valley, and Hebron.
We're back at LHS. John Blackwell alongside Travis Thayer, South Dearborn, will start this drive at about the 26-yard line. And we got to, actually, they're going to add 15 to that. The kick was in the air when we came back. Another Mason Kennedy kick fielded by Bailey Whitelock. He was rode out of bounds at the 26-yard line. And they're going to get the Tigers for riding him out of bounds a little too long, Travis. Tack on 15. And you know what? He's out of bounds, and there's a flag thrown. But that's going to end the third quarter because the clock's not going to stop. The kickoff happened with 37 seconds. Despite out of bounds, despite the penalty, despite the new drive, I'm watching that clock tick, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And that is the end of the third quarter. Let's take one more quick break. Back with fourth quarter action after this. Lawrenceburg 55, South Dearborn 13, high school football on Eagle 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
We're here with Joe Earhart, physician assistant with Dr. David Argo at Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Joe, what are some of the new non-surgical ways that you guys are using to treat patients?
A growing topic in orthopedics is something called regenerative medicine. You can think of it as the opposite of degeneration, such as a degenerative joint. Regenerative therapies use the body's own natural processes to rebuild the joint or damaged tissue.
So it's a huge advantage for the patient.
Absolutely. It doesn't require surgery. The patient can come in and go home the same day. To find out if you're a candidate, visit us at BeaconOrtho.com.
Your hometown sports station is your hometown radio station.
All right, here's your Eagle Country 993 high school football scoreboard update. I'm Harrison. Heading into the fourth quarter, Lawrenceburg is beating South Dearborn 55-13. East Central is beating Beech Grove 21-15. And Milan is beating Switz 54-0. We'll have the rest of the updates for you at the end of the fourth quarter. Now back to John Travis back at the field.
Thank you, Harrison. We are back to Dick Meter Stadium, home of Neary Field at Lawrenceburg High School. Harrison with that scoreboard update. Travis, East Central always schedules a difficult opponent week nine. They're trying to put the cherry on top of an undefeated regular season, and right now they've got a lead against a very, very difficult opponent in Beech Grove.
Yeah, I believe I heard Harrison say 21-15, so close contest there. East Central definitely being tested ahead of their first-round matchup with Silver Creek next week.
First and 10 for the Knights. Dalton Guthrie looking for room to run around the right side of the line. He's going to find a yard, maybe two. Lawrenceburg 55, South Dearborn 13. Barring a miracle, Lawrenceburg will finish the regular season 8-1 and South Dearborn 5-4.
Good to see Dalton Guthrie back on the field right before halftime. We saw him kind of limp off. But
Travis, you notice the Knights got a tent over here like a college or NFL team there? Looks like their defense is meeting under a tent.
They actually do use a monitor. I saw that a couple weeks ago.
I didn't know if that was legal. Here's a give to Hertzner up the middle, the fullback. And he's going to get a good gain there. Gain of about six and set up third and two. Probably going to get a chance to start calling some new names for the Tigers. Here on defense, we will do our best. Not yet, though. And right when I said that, I'm looking out there, and those are still the first teamers.
How about the pink tape for some of the fellas there on the D line? That would be for breast cancer awareness. So nice touch by some of the Tiger players there.
Well, and Brandy Gosling with Beacon Ortho had to have something to do with that with the tape, right? Another give to Hertzner up the middle there. Going to get a first down and more for the Knights. And, Travis, that's only South Dearborn's third first down of the night. So if you're a Knights fan in Knights gear tonight, right now it's buy three, get three free at Wings and Rings, a wing or ring. Wassey Drive in Greendale tonight and the ultimate sports restaurant experience. I've been there a lot this fall.
And you know what's better than two free wings or rings?
Three
free wings or rings. So take whatever you can get, Knights fans.
Yep. Doesn't look like you're going to be taking home a victory. But like we've said, another successful season. South Dearborn, Coach Rand Ballard and his crew. First and 10, South Dearborn in that wing tee. Maybe kind of indirectly preparing the Tigers for Brownstown Central, should they see them. Getting heavy doses of number 43, Landon Hertzner, the sophomore fullback right now, and giving three more. Ball's at the 35-yard line. South Dearborn trying to punch it in for the third time tonight. Travis, we talked about the Lawrenceburg offense. Let's not take away from the defense. Remember, South Dearborn's first touchdown was set up by a trick play, a double reverse pass, and their second and final touchdown was set up by a muff punt and a 19-yard field. So the offense has stole the show for Lawrenceburg tonight, but the defense has been really, really good too. Here's Guthrie looking for room to run around the right edge, and he delivered a hit to number 40, Wyatt Hartman. Hartman held on for dear life and brought him down, but not after. Guthrie picks up another 8 yards. He's over 700 yards for the season. And he's had an outstanding career. He'll be part of that senior class that turned this program around, Travis.
Yeah, and a nice kid to talk to as well. We did have the South Dearborn football team on crunch time, and they all did a great job as well. You can go back and listen to that one. Getting back to your point about the Lawrenceburg defense, they only gave up 155 total yards in the first half, so they have played very well tonight.
Guthrie again, same play, and he's going to take it to the house unless he stepped out of bounds. And he didn't quite take – he took it to the house. He was tippy-toeing that sideline around right end. And as long as he didn't step out of bounds, he was going to take it to the house, give him a 27-yard touchdown run. Dalton Guthrie, that's his 12th touchdown of the season, and the Knights cut this thing to 55-20 with 8:29 to go, and there's a stop clock for you, Travis.
Yep, it will happen on scoring plays and timeouts. And what a run by Dalton Guthrie there. Just got onto the right edge and was able to show off some of his speed. We know him as kind of a bruising runner. But that's a nice job from South Dearborn to rebound with a nice possession there.
And the kick is good by number 49, Dalton Hatfield. Lawrenceburg 55, South Dearborn 28, 29 to go. We'll be right back. High school football, Eagle 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
St. Elizabeth physicians know the importance of having the right care when you need it most, which is why we've opened a brand new facility right here in Dearborn County, just off I-275 and US 50. Our highly rated physicians are now here to provide you with personalized primary and specialty care, as well as the convenience of urgent care 7 days a week. St. Elizabeth physicians, we're committed to our patients, so we'll be there for you every step of your journey.
Hey, it's Bubba Bo. Get all the news, weather, and traffic you need to start your day with me on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
Welcome back to Lawrenceburg High School. JB with double T as Lawrenceburg is 8 minutes away from their eighth straight win. South Dearborn did just punch it in a 7-play, 58-yard drive, capped off by a Dalton Guthrie 27-yard touchdown run. And that makes it 55-20 Lawrenceburg. Okay. This next drive will start at about the 28-yard line for the Tigers.
I think we'll see the twos on this drive offensively. Some of the twos, maybe.
Maybe some of the twos. There's only four offensive players on the field right now for the Tigers, and they're mostly ones. But
I'm seeing a lot of ones. So I think
Big Jason Morton, he's a one. He's taking his one all the way to Miami, Ohio on a full ride. He's taking his one to Division One. There's only 7:46 and the clock's running. 7.5 minutes to go.
play clock has started here, too. So
It's still the ones. It's Garrett Yoon, Gavin Yoon, Seth Lampert's out there. He's a rotator. I do see number 72, Micah Foster. He's a backup offensive lineman, so maybe sprinkling them in. But, you know, Seth Lampert, not a starter, but definitely a regular. Daya Patel still out there, and Bird still in the backfield with Garrett Yoon. Tigers in all white tonight.
They're going to call timeout.
They're going to call timeout. Keep it right here. Tigers in all white tonight. We talked a little bit about that. We tried to sell it as a whiteout, Travis. The student section for the Tigers maybe not as strong as normal. And, of course, the adult part of the fan base didn't get the memo on the whiteout. Speaking of whiteouts, ABC tomorrow night at 7:30.
Penn State.
The whiteout scene at Penn State. I've seen it on TV. I've been fortunate to be a part of one. It was actually Michigan when I went to a Penn State game. It was Michigan at Penn State in 2012 or 13. That's a scene. Don't like Penn State or dislike them, that's a scene.
Yeah, now I'm a big Ohio State fan. I always worry when they go to College Station there, but don't have to worry about that tomorrow.
Travis, a big Ohio State fan, he's going to get home and watch the game. The Buckeyes are playing now.
No spoilers, please. Nobody
tell him about Northwestern's 17-7 lead early in that one on his way out. Kidding, Travis.
That's all right. I can take a joke.
I truly don't know the score, so I don't even have the information to spoil it if I wanted to.
I'm not really pleased that they're playing on a Friday night, but, hey, what are you going to do?
I don't love that either. After the timeout, first and 10 for the Tigers, 3 wide to the left, 1 to the right. Garrett's going deep, and he's got Dakota Roth, and he overthrew him a little bit. And maybe he didn't have him as much as I thought. Bailey Whitelock closed on that ball pretty well, and it was a little bit overthrown. But you know what? You talked about Garrett's improvement. Tonight, you've seen his misses be thrown only where his guy can catch it. There was no chance at an interception there.
Yeah, and he's only got, six incompletions on the night. And a lot of those.
Over 400 yards? That's got to be a career high.
He is getting close. He's right on the cusp.
Just under. Here we go, second and 6:40 to go in this one. I think that's safe to say we will not have any extra football tonight. 55-20 Tigers. And they give it to Bird for a couple. That clock doesn't move fast, Traps. I don't know the exact time the second half started, but it was almost 9 o'clock, and it's 9:10, and there's only 6 minutes to go.
I feel like we're kind of doing a version of Crunch Time with JB and Double T, because we only get 30 minutes.
Crunch Time is a fast-moving show, that's for sure. Right when we go off the air and take the headsets off, we always just look at each other and say, wow, that's fast. But, yeah, tune in Monday night. We'll have some volleyball to talk about. Big volleyball sectional tomorrow night. Lawrenceburg and Greensburg play in a semifinal early in the day. Here's Yoon rolling to his left. Overthrows Seth Lampert on the sideline. So you got volleyball action at Batesville High School tomorrow, Travis. It's escaping me who Batesville plays. Batesville plays in the first semifinal. But Lawrenceburg and Greensburg.
Connersville,
thank you. Yeah. Lawrenceburg and Greensburg play in the second semifinal. Greensburg went something and won. 27-1. Our girls at Lawrenceburg are 24-6. Greensburg's only loss is to us.
Collision course.
And the winner is going to have to man up, woman up, and win another game that night, most likely against Batesville on their home court. We'll definitely talk about that on Monday night crunch time.
Absolutely. A couple other area teams competing in volleyball sectionals as well. I believe South Ripley, Goldberg Academy, a couple of teams that are still alive. There's going to be some boys and girls soccer regionals going on tomorrow.
Yeah, South Dearborn going in both the boys and girls.
Just girls.
Because Batesville's girls weren't in the sectional. They were in another section.
Yeah, Batesville's boys and girls are both playing for a regional tomorrow. Batesville's in the same regional as the South Dearborn girls soccer team, so they could potentially meet in the finals.
And then Batesville's boys won the sectional.
Up at Rushville.
The Batesville's girls were in a different sectional. They got sent up to Indianapolis.
Kind
of interesting realignment. Lawrenceburg punted it away for the first time all night. South Dearborn starts this drive at the 42-yard line. The clock is nearing 4 minutes. Here's Guthrie on that right end-around play out of the wing T formation. Similar, if not identical, play that they scored on the last play. Nothing going there. Now we've got some twos on the field for the Tigers. Number 58, Zach Bill, in on the tackle. He's a rotator. But I see number 44, Trevor Jones, number 72, Micah Foster. Of course, Gilmore is still out there, as is Marklin. So we got some twos, not all twos. Noah Rillette's out there, number 80, Justin McDowell's a senior, typically special teamer. He's playing some defense here on senior night for the Tigers. Coach Kuniga hadn't emptied the bench And he's not going to get a chance to with that running clock.
Mm-hmm.
Here's number one, Timmy Dick, on an end-around play, and he's going to be brought down quickly by that Tiger defensive line. And I guess, Travis, you could list that as a con of the running clock, less opportunity to get some of those other guys in on the field.
I would agree with that. It's always good to sprinkle in some of those reserve players, get them some experience at the varsity level, especially against a team like South Dearborn, who does have their ones out there. You get a chance to maybe see what your kids can do against starter-level talent. So definitely a con of the running clock. Again, with the writing on the wall at halftime.
Speaking of that running clock, it's run down to 3 minutes.
Bartley.
Here's, yeah, number two.
Roulette, what a tackle.
Yeah, Noah Roulette met Blake Bartley in the backfield. So a lot of wing T formation there, Travis, and a little, like, quick hitting end around plays. Again, it reminds me, this formation by South Dearborn, who was mostly traditional I formation in the first half, reminds me a little bit of Brownstown Central.
Yeah, and for the Lawrenceburg defense, they're going to get schooled on how to perhaps stop that defense maybe in a couple weeks if Brownstown can get by Charlestown next Friday. That's a really interesting sectional. I know we've already talked about it a little bit, but that's definitely one we're going to be keeping our eyes on next week as we travel up to St. Leon to catch the Trojans' first-round match against Silver Creek.
All three Dearborn County teams home. East Central's at home with Silver Creek. Lawrenceburg's right back here in the pit with Scottsburg. South Dearborn is home with Mooresville. South Dearborn takes a timeout.
And we haven't really got a chance to talk much about Milan sectional. It is another one of our teams that we like to travel around with, and they're going to play at Knightstown. The important thing here is if Milan can advance, they are on the opposite side of the sectional as North Decatur, which would be the favorite there in that 1A sectional. I think they're ranked number 9 in the media poll in 1A. Strong, strong defense. They beat Milan 21-0 earlier in the season. So potential sectional final if Milan can get there.
Well, let's talk about this, Travis. If Milan's able to win at Switzerland County tonight and East Central's able to hold on against Beech Grove, our four Eagle Country football teams will have a combined record of 29-7.
That's fantastic.
9-0 East Central, 8-1 Lawrenceburg, 7-2 Milan, 5-4 South Dearborn. And, of course, three of the seven losses were against each other.
Yeah, so
East Central beat South Dearborn and Lawrenceburg. Lawrenceburg beat Milan. So there were really only four football games that our Eagle Country teams lost.
It was to each other.
To another opponent.
Basically,
right.
Yeah.
South Dearborn lost to Franklin County, and they started the season with a loss to Seymour. Milan had the loss to North Decatur, and maybe there's only three.
Basically, this season, when you've heard one of our four teams that we follow, it's mostly been a win unless they were playing another one of the teams.
Exactly
that we follow.
Right. It's been an outstanding run of football here in Eagle Country. And South Dearborn went ahead and punted, and again, the clock's running on the change of possession, which is still weird for me to see. And the clock is underneath a minute, or is underneath 2 minutes. 1:30 to go, and now you see the number two quarterback, freshman Renan Bushman for the Tigers.
A couple run plays here, I would assume, and or they're just going to call it, perhaps? No, timeout. All right, well.
Timeout, Lawrenceburg. They're maybe getting some subs in there. Not sure what's going on here. There's a minute 24 to go on a stop clock situation. Good crowd, as expected. For Lawrenceburg, South Dearborn, wouldn't call it capacity. Nothing like the Central crowd here to open the season.
That was something else. And that was a great game for the first half.
Well, I think I noticed this week, Central's given up 30 points all year, maybe. Lawrenceburg scored 12 of them.
I saw Lawrenceburg and Harrison play East Central. Those were the two teams that obviously gave them the best game up until tonight with Beech Grove hanging with them. But,
that was going into tonight. Beech Grove's put some points on it tonight. Right?
Yeah, yeah. But you could say Lawrenceburg had the best offensive output against that exceptional Trojans defense.
We'll see how we get to the finish line of this one. Brennan Bushman, the backup quarterback, a freshman, is going to keep it, get about two, and the clock is at a minute 15 and counting. Lawrenceburg 55, South Dearborn 20. That will most likely be your final score. South Dearborn won this game in dramatic fashion last year, snapping a four-game losing streak to the Tigers, and the Tigers exerting their will on South Dearborn and saying, you're not getting us twice in a row, friendly rivals.
Yeah, and I will say, going back to last year, South Dearborn had an exceptionally good team. You could argue they could have beat East Central in the sectional. And Lawrenceburg was kind of young and gaining experience. South Dearborn definitely earned that win, won on a weird play.
Fumble, fell for the end zone.
But that was a super fun game for us to call last year.
And it looks like the last carry of this game is going to go to Jacob Pierce, freshman backup for Lawrenceburg. He barrels forward for about 4 or 5 yards, Travis, as you put the finishing touches on your stat sheet there. And 15 seconds and counting. Lawrenceburg.
They will have to run one more play.
They will have to run one play. You're right. It'll be Bushman, the freshman backup, in the shotgun. He takes the snap, gives it to Pierce one more time, and it's going to be a loss of 2 or 3. Give Dalton Hatfield one more tackle. We've called that name a lot. And that's a ball game. Lawrenceburg 55, South Dearborn 20. That's a final. We'll be back after this to talk about it. You're listening to High School Football on Eagle 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Supercuts is now open in Lawrenceburg. That's right. Supercuts is in Lawrenceburg on 50 in the Skyline Center. Enjoy a great haircut from professional stylists where details matter. And then end your cut with our signature hot towel finish. Save time by checking in online with the Supercuts mobile app. Download it now from the App Store or Google Play. While you're there, check out our full line of hair care products like Paul Mitchell, Johnny B, and many others. Supercuts, now in the Skyline Center on 50.
Your hometown sports station is your hometown radio station.
All right, here's your Eagle Country 99.3 high school football scoreboard update. Tom Harrison. On their senior night, Lawrenceburg's offense put on a clinic, putting up 55 points. They beat South Dearborn 55-20. East Central into their game is beating Beech Grove 21-15. Milan swept Batesville 54-0, and Batesville beat up on Connorsville 42-7. Harrison beat Franklin County 55-7, and Ryle beat Dixie 13-8. Last we heard, Indian Hill is beating Taylor 14-0. We haven't gotten a very recent update on that game, and we weren't able to get any updates on the Oldenburg versus Covenant Christian game either. But until then, my name is Harrison. This is Eagle Country 993.
Fall into downtown Lawrenceburg.
There's lots of thrills happening right here at home this fall.
Expanded retail now open for shopping and new dining options coming soon.
Fall events like Spooktacular at the Fire Department and Trick or Treat this October.
The Whiskey City Festival, Winter Wonderland, and ice skating return in November.
Lawrenceburg, Indiana, a city on the rise.
Fall into downtown Lawrenceburg at thinklawrenceburg.com.
This month, everyone can buy 3 Cooper tires and get the 4th tire free at AAA Bob Summerall Tire and Service Centers. October is National Car Care Month, so AAA Bob Summerall is offering free inspections on brakes, fluids, tire tread, and batteries. We'll treat your car like it's our own. Stop in today and get 4 Cooper tires for the price of 3, plus a free vehicle health inspection. Only at your neighborhood AAA Bob Summerall Tire and Service Center. See store for details.
Respect is more than a word. It's an underlying principle of success in humanity. In the U.S. Army, respect is one of the foundation values. It's the reason we can overcome every obstacle and defeat every foe. So if you're interested in joining a team where respect is earned every day, consider joining our team. And now, in addition to earning respect, you may qualify to earn up to $40,000 in bonuses.
For more information, call 812-209-8208. Visit goarmy.com/IT40 or stop by the Lawrenceburg Army Recruiting Center at 211 Walnut Street.
Your family's hometown pharmacy, DeVille Pharmacy.
If you can't come to our door, we'll come to yours. We offer delivery service of your prescriptions along with other products to the local area. We accept most major credit cards to make delivery transactions easy and safe. It is important to us to provide the best overall service in town. DeVille Pharmacy is your family's hometown pharmacy with 3 locations to serve you in Dillsboro, Lawrenceburg, and Rising Sun.
A crisp morning on the way to your secret hunting spot. A bonfire circled with friends. That fall hay in all its fragrance. Whitewater Motor Company in Milan knows what tickles your nose, and it's not that new truck smell. You want a quality, affordable, low-mileage truck that will last without a payment or a fancy fake smell sticking around. Your discount truck headquarters knows what really matters. The tradition continues at Whitewater Motor Company in Milan. Find the most trusted name in the car business at whitewatermotorcompany.com.
At Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, we believe in bringing world-class orthopedic care close to home. I'm Dr. Matt Johansson of Beacon Orthopedics, and it is my goal to provide Eagle Country with easy, accessible care for ongoing knee or hip pain or injuries. Call today, 513-605-4444, and we will create a plan to meet your personal needs or schedule online at beaconortho.com. That's 513-605-4444 or beaconortho.com.
When it comes to all things F-Series, rely on your ultimate truck destination. From Rangers to Raptors, 150s to 450s, long beds or short beds, XLTs to King Ranches, gas or diesel, regular cabs to crew cabs, or if you just feel like browsing the largest selection of Super Duties in the tri-state, then Hegg Ford is the answer. Browse over 100 F-Series in-store or online at HeggFordSales.com. Hegg Ford, we are the difference.
35 years your family tradition, 5 years our legacy. It's October, which means it's time for the Weber Family Pumpkin Festival. Harrison's biggest event of the year returns to Kilby Road October 19th and 20th. Folks come from near and far to shop more than 180 craft and artisan vendors, take in live music, food, demonstrations, the petting zoo, and a pumpkin sculptor who's competing on Food Network's Halloween Wars this season. Presented in part by Zimmer Tractor, your local authorized Kubota dealer. Gather all the details at Weber'sFarmMarket.com.
Hey, it's Double T Travis there. I have all the news, sports, and traffic you need to wrap up your day on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
Welcome back to Lawrenceburg High School, the Pit, where we just watched Lawrenceburg dismantle South Dearborn 55-20. John Blackwell joined by Travis Thayer and Lawrenceburg head coach Ryan Caniga just got done addressing his 8-1 Tigers and is friendly enough to join us. Coach,
keeping him on a short leash here.
Congratulations. Congratulations on the win. I want to go back to a play in the second drive of the second quarter. It was 2nd and 6, and it looked like you had a missed block, and Bird only got 2 yards on the play, and you just really had to be disappointed with your offense there in the first half.
Yeah, you know, that might have been the only play that didn't work. Right?
Let me get serious here. That first half of offense, I don't remember seeing a better plan. Let's give the coaches the credit they deserve. An executed first half of offense, 7 possessions, 7 touchdowns, 435 yards, only 29 plays to get those 7 touchdowns. Whatever you did worked. I thought it was an offensive clinic.
It was, and give our guys a lot of credit out there, the offensive line, and then obviously Yoon putting the ball in the – in the right place. And I think you could see right now how much Garrett and Gavin, when they get out there together, that's obviously a nice little combo, and we welcomed that back with them making plays. But Bird running the ball, our linemen blocking just all night. And, you know, that's one of the things that we thought we could do. We weren't expecting 7 possessions, 7 touchdowns. But, you know, as you go through film in the week and you see some things, you're like, all right, we can do this. It might work. All those things work tonight.
Your touchdown drives were 2 plays, 62 yards, 10 plays, 78 yards. That was the one sustained drive. 3 plays, 48 yards, 6 for 65, 1 for 72, 2 for 52, and 5 for 37. Everything you did work, and you had a couple, I don't want to call them trick plays. I don't know if there's any true trick plays in football, but you had a couple untraditional plays, called them at the right times, and the kids executed them.
Yeah, you know, Coach Manford and then the offensive staff just dialed up a great game plan, you know, Sunday night in our meeting, and again, our kids executed, and, you know, we had a few things up our sleeve for this game just based off of what they were doing defensively, and the kids executed. But, man, what a fun night, you know, for our seniors who have been here for 4 years. And, you know, our locker room is just phenomenal due to those guys. So, you know, we're glad that we could send our seniors out with a win over South Dearborn here in the Pit. And, you know, we did it in a exciting fashion, to say the least.
And speaking of seniors, you welcome back Gavin Yoon last week, and he sure put on a show. You said you wanted to get him his first touchdown tonight. It took about 13 seconds to get it, but he had 242 yards through the air and three touchdowns tonight, and he sure makes it look easy out there, but he also opens things up for all your other playmakers as well.
He does, you know, and our other receivers had a chance to develop the first eight games.
Sure, we talked about that all year up here.
Yep. You know, they've developed, and when you put him on the field, it just adds another dimension to your offense. He's going to make plays. We kind of gave him a hard time this week because going into this game, Andrew Rennekamp had a scoop and score last week. So a defensive player had more touchdowns than Gavin Yoon, which hasn't ever happened here. But, you know, I can't say how happy I am for my seniors. They're just a great group of guys. You see them out there on the ball now. It's phenomenal what they've done. It's just a great group and a great win here tonight.
And just in a general sense, talk about your defense tonight, too. We don't want to take anything away from them. I have South Dearborn for 204 unofficial total yards, but you held them under 100 rushing, and that's after Guthrie was coming off a pretty big performance. So got to be pretty proud of your guys on the defense side of the ball as well.
Yeah, and I've said this many times. I think that's the most improved unit on our team. And you know, they've just bought into the scheme, and they're playing hard and downhill, and they've bought into the game plan. And, man, they're fun to watch, especially when they get going and they're flying around up front. You know, that's where games are won. And our dudes up front are really good. You know, they stay in their gaps, they fight off blocks, and they make plays. So, you know, our defense played well all night. You know, it might have been a closer game. I feel sorry for the Dixon kid not to be able to play in this
game.
Sure,
yeah. He's having a monster year.
Yeah, he's a phenomenal player. And, you know, give South Dearborn credit. They're trying to figure out where they are now offensively. But, you know, we're going to take it.
Yep.
Double T. It's
absolutely
the Tiger Knight rivalry, and there's nothing better than, you know, beating the Knights. And I think their coaching staff's done a great job this year, and they'll continue to do good things. But tonight it's about the Tigers.
Yeah. Speaking of Dixon, good to see Dalton back out there tonight as well.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's always good to see Dixon out there controlling the trenches. And, you know, they brought their Dixon in a few times to punt.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, good things on the field.
You know, so they're still trying to involve him. I hope his hand heals. He's a heck of a baseball player, too. But just proud of our guys tonight.
Coach, it is about the Tigers. The Tigers 8-1, eight straight victories. And like you said, Coach Rand Ballard and his staff deserve a lot of credit. That's one of the most improved programs in all of Indiana, you know, let alone Southern Indiana. They finish at 5-4. But like we said, you guys had a great plan. The kids executed it en route to your eighth win. Enjoy it tonight. I know how you work, and I know how all coaches work. You'll wake up tomorrow, and you'll be 0-0 with the sectional on the horizon. One thing, Tiger fans, if you're driving home listening to the postgame show, please note that the Lawrenceburg and South Dearborn game will start at 8 p.m. Scottsburg game, excuse me, will start at 8 p.m. next week. That's Lawrenceburg accommodating a Scottsburg transportation situation. Coach, give the Tiger fans a little sectional preview with Scottsburg coming to town next week.
Well, you know, Scottsburg's in that conference with Charlestown, Brownstown, so that's a good conference, some good football there, Salem. You know, we watched them on film. And they're kind of a smorgasbord on offense. You're going to see the wishbone. You're going to see some pro. You're going to see some empty. They got a big dude, JB, that they line up in the backfield. He reminds me of the fridge. He goes about 6 foot, 340. So when they get in that package, we're going to find Heavy D and maybe Morton, and maybe we could just have a big old collision over there somewhere.
Well, got some packages, too. I don't know if we got any
packages, too. But
your versatility on offense, Coach. Jumbo package, spread them out.
Jumbo,
great.
Elephant, we got some good names for them. But, you know, Scottsburg's a program that's been around, I believe, now for 5 years. The last 2 years, they've been a 4A school. At one point, they were the largest 3A school without football. But, you know, we're going to enjoy this one tonight. And we'll get to work on those guys on Sunday. And, you know, it's good that we get another game here, but everyone after that, we got to earn. So
and I'm confident,
we'll have a great
I'm
week.
Confident I'm right. Just confirm it for the Tiger fans listening. An 8 p.m. kick next week, correct?
Well, Coach, I would like to be able to confirm that, but I can't say I can. You must have information that I don't have.
I just
have.
Heard Mount Albright say it on the PA.
Well, that's probably the first time that we've all heard, that I've heard that as
okay,
well.
Okay, well, then
maybe.
Maybe
our AD, he's not on the gator right now coming across the field.
Well,
about 50
one
miles
place you will
hour,
be able to find out is Eagle Country 99.3
okay.
coming up this
I'm sorry
week.
Sorry to create confusion. I'm trying to help Tiger fans. I heard Matt 8 p.m., Matt.
All right.
No, next week.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
All right,
yeah.
Tiger fans. Well, we'll see you here at the pit at 8 o'clock.
Check EagleCountryOnline.com.
Check Eagle Country. Or just call Mark Pearson at Lawrenceburg High School. He'll he'll fill them calls and confirm it for you.
Hey, and we got to give Coach a lot of credit today. Triple duty on your hometown radio station in early with Bubba this morning. Pre-game interview and post-game. We love Coach.
Hey, I love you guys and appreciate everything you guys do for Tiger football. And we'll see you guys here in the pit next week. Go Tigers.
Coach, great win. Great season. Thanks for stopping by. That is Lawrenceburg head coach Ryan Caniga. His Tigers victorious 55-20 over the South Dearborn Knights. Travis, let's get through our weekly post-game segments. Give me the final check of the Hag Ford keys to the game.
Yeah, well, number one was just simply getting off the field for both teams. South Dearborn was definitely wanting to get Lawrenceburg's explosive offense off the field. Wasn't able to, do well enough on third and fourth down to get them off the field. Tigers were exceptional on the offensive side of the ball tonight, and then give Lawrenceburg's defense a lot of credit. Only gave up two touchdowns, and they were put in bad situations on both times. So they did a really good job of getting South Dearborn off the field on those third and second downs. Penalties was going to be a big factor for me tonight as well. South Dearborn actually did well in the second half. Didn't have any penalties after having eight in the first half. But they kind of shot themselves in the foot in different situations with some penalties there in the first half and then hitting some big plays. South Dearborn did have some big plays on their side, but not nearly as many as the Lawrenceburg offense. And we're going to get to those stats here shortly.
Yeah, those are your Hag Ford keys to the game. And stop by Hag Ford, been family-owned and operated for over 55 years. Stop by the dealership on US 50 in Greendale and get your keys to a brand-new Ford today. Check out their inventory at hagfordsales.com. Travis, let's put some final numbers to this one. Give me our Ivy Tech Community College stats report.
All right, we'll start out with the victorious Lawrenceburg Tigers. 400 passing yards, 112 on the ground for 512 total. Garrett Yoon, a big-time star tonight, 13 of 20 through the air, 400 yards and 6 touchdowns. He also added 35 yards on the ground. Adam Bird, a big night, 60 yards rushing with 72 yards rushing with 2 touchdowns. He also had a big night in the receiving game with 3 catches, 2 of them going for long touchdowns. Gavin Yoon, the star there in the receiving core tonight, though, 242 yards on 8 receptions, 3 touchdowns. We do want to mention Brayton York as well, 1 reception for 54 yards and a touchdown. So those were your big-time playmakers on the Lawrenceburg side of the ball. For South Dearborn, they were led tonight by Dalton Guthrie, 15 carries, 75 yards, 2 touchdowns. We've got to give a hand to Reese Willoughby. Admirable job at quarterback tonight, filling in for the injured Adam Dixon. 4 of 10, 56 yards and a touchdown. And Timmy Dick also had a pass tonight, 1 for 1 for 57 yards. But only 113 yards passing, 91 rush for South Dearborn. That's 204 yards total unofficially. That's it.
For the Knights, those are your Ivy Tech Community College stats. That's your Ivy Tech Community College stats report. Do the math and see why Ivy Tech makes financial sense for pursuing your degree. Campuses are conveniently located in Lawrenceburg and Batesville. Learn more at ivytech.edu. Let's hand out some awards, Double T. Give me the award way player who fueled their team. So many candidates for the Tigers, but
I think I want to go Adam Bird here because he impacted the game not only running the ball, but he also impacted the game in the passing attack. He had 2 touchdowns on the ground and 2 through the air. So he was the guy that got involved early. He stayed involved throughout the game and was a big key on that Lawrenceburg offensive side of the ball.
Well, yeah, and how many times can you score 4 touchdowns? And I'm guessing that you're not going to go Bird for star of the game. How many times can you score 4 touchdowns and not be the star of the game? But that's the type of night that this Tigers team had. So Adam Bird is your Wardway Fuel player who fueled their team. Wardway Fuels is your local propane and home heating oil provider with fast delivery to your business or home. Visit Wardway.com. That leads me into asking you for tonight's star of the game, presented by Gary Trable.
Well, I think the Yoon brothers should share it, but Garrett had 400 yards through the air, 6 touchdowns, and he was the guy spreading the ball out to a lot of different playmakers. So maybe Garrett's going to come away with it. Gavin gets a little asterisk there as the perhaps co-player of the game with those 242 receiving yards and 3 touchdowns, both definitely deserving, and they both had a big night.
Well, there you go. And again, thanks to Gary Trable for sponsoring our star of the game. Gary's your local sales expert at Herlinger Chevrolet in West Harrison. Be the star of your game in a new car, truck, or SUV with a warranty forever from Gary Trable at Herlinger Chevrolet. Thanks for that, Travis. Final first down count. We got some fans headed to Wings and Rings on Flossie Drive.
Yeah, so Lawrenceburg, with all those big plays, they were scoring touchdowns. Only 8 first downs, but still good eating there at Wings and Rings. And for you South Dearborn fans, 4 free Wings and Rings with purchase of a Wing and Ring. Got to have your ticket or team apparel. Everybody needs to remember that. And you can't have the first down totals for both teams. You got to pick a side there.
Got to pick a side. Not as many first downs as you might have thought for all the points, because the way we score it, and which I think is official, Travis, touchdowns do not count as first downs. But regardless, we appreciate Buffalo Wings and Rings in Greendale for doing that each and every week. Free throws during basketball season, and that is only available at Buffalo Wings and Rings on Flossie Drive tonight after the game. The ultimate sports restaurant experience at Buffalo Wings and Rings. And speaking of Buffalo Wings and Rings, Travis, Eagle listeners, we'd love to see you at Buffalo Wings and Rings on one of these Monday nights at 6:30 and 7, from 6:30 to 7, while Travis and I bring you Crunch Time with JB and Double T. It's our local sports talk show talking local high school, college, and pro sports. Each Monday night, 6:30 to 7, from Buffalo Wings and Rings. Tune us in on the Eagle if you can't make it into Buffalo Wings and Rings, or check it out on the website. The rest of the week, we will talk high school football, college football, pro football. We're going to have some high school soccer, high school volleyball, and whatever else comes up. We call it Crunch Time for a lot of reasons, because we crunch a lot into 30 minutes, and we usually crunch on 5 or 10 wings after the show, right, Travis?
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? So we'd love to see you there, and we certainly appreciate Wings and Rings. Also appreciate Supercuts and CASA as well for supporting our broadcast, and Beacon Orthopedics, as always, for all our timeouts tonight. This is the Whitewater Motor Company and Milan post-game show. Whitewater Motor Company, the most trusted name in the car business, and regular season football in Eagle Country and all of Indiana is over, or will be over tonight, Travis. We talked about it. An outstanding season of Eagle Country football here. East Central, possibly 9-0. I didn't hear the final, if you did.
I did not hear it, nope. You can maybe check our Twitter account.
Lawrenceburg 8-1. Milan was a heavy favorite to finish 7-2, and then South Dearborn finishes 5-4. So we've had a great run of teams here. And we wish them all the best in the postseason, obviously, and love to see one or more Eagle teams just play on into November.
Yeah, I think you kind of summed it up there. Everybody's had a pretty good season, or in between a pretty good season and an extraordinary season, and all the goals of these teams are still ahead of them, with a chance to go try to win a sectional championship. East Central, South Dearborn, obviously only one of them could win in that sectional. Lawrenceburg and Milan have their own opportunities as well. And we're going to follow it along as much as we possibly can. We try to get out to each and every team's games in the sectional, but it's not a guarantee at this point. And from our standpoint, we're going to chase what we think is going to be the best game of the week, just to give some understanding to the listeners out there. So we've mentioned it a couple times. East Central Silver Creek will be our first sectional contest that we call next week.
And that's a wrap. Lawrenceburg 55, South Dearborn 20 here. Some thank yous. Travis, first of all, I thank you. Always enjoy working with you. We got Pete Arnold running the show back in the studio, and always enjoy talking to him during the timeouts and the commercial breaks. Harrison Lane with the scoreboard update. And Travis, admittedly, you carry the show up here from a technology perspective. I throw the headset on it.
We do
football,
have the EC final there, 35-15.
So they got away from
Trojans.
They got away from them. So thanks to Pete and Harrison, and Travis, thanks to you. And certainly have a great time doing it. And if this is my last game of the year, which it may or may not be, I'm not on the call next week, and then we're going to see where we're going and who's going. And maybe I'll get another call. Maybe I won't, depending on my schedule and whether or not you give me the call. But either way, I really appreciate it and love working with you up here and appreciate getting to do this for you.
Always fun. And even if we don't get to call another game together this season, we still got Crunch Time episodes to get in. So you'll still hear plenty of old JB and Double T on Eagle Country 99.3.
So for Travis Thayer, Pete Arnold, and Harrison Lane back in the studio, thanks for listening. Lawrenceburg wins this rivalry game tonight, 55-20 over South Dearborn. Thank you for listening to high school football on your hometown radio station, Eagle 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com. Good night.
You've been listening to a hometown tradition, high school sports on your hometown radio station. The games on Eagle Country 99.3 are powered by Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Buffalo Wings and Rings in Greendale, Citizens Against Substance Abuse of Dearborn County, the City of Lawrenceburg, the Dearborn County Health Department, DeVille Pharmacy in Dillsboro, Rising Sun, and Lawrenceburg, Garing Heating and Cooling in Batesville, Ag Ford in Greendale, Ivy Tech Community College, Margaret Mary Health, Gary Trable, sales expert at Herlinger Chevrolet, U.S. Army Lawrenceburg Recruiting Station, St. Elizabeth Healthcare, Wardway Fuels, and Whitewater Motor Company.
Thank you for listening, and join us next time for a hometown tradition. High school sports on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
Town ain't got no nightclub. We don't need the neon lights. Girl, I got that 87 gassed up, 30 early out there in the drive. Got you a bullet and a koozie, keep it ice cold. You take a sip before we get gone. Looking at you with your hand out the window. I'm turning right while you're turning me on. Riding roads that don't nobody go down. It's 38, making the world go round. I hit a curve just to make you sigh. The only light is a flashing yellow. Only thing that I want is your kiss. I'm loving nothing to do with you, babe. Just riding roads on a night like this. Riding where the moon hits the water, out there where your lips in mine. I don't know where we are, cause somebody stole the street signs. I'ma take my sweet time. Cause I could go on forever, but you'd have a shotgun. All my friends are probably making plans, baby. Baby, we already got one. We'll be riding roads that don't nobody go. It's 38, it's making the world go round. I hit a curve just to make you slide. The only light is a flashing yellow. The only thing that I want is your kiss. I'm loving nothing to do with you, babe. Just riding roads on a night like this. Other trying to cross the line, line, line. Yeah, the way you make me feel, I wanna keep it rolling till the sun rise.
Soundtrack to your life.
Your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
Well, excuse me, but I think you've got my chair. No, that one's not taken, I don't mind. You sit here, I'll be glad to share. Yeah, it's usually packed here on Friday nights. Oh, if you don't mind, could I talk you out of a lie? Well, thank you. Could I drink you a bite? Oh, listen to me. What I mean is, can I buy you a drink? Anything you please. Oh, you're welcome. Well, I don't think I caught your name. Are you waiting for some? Next to us, glad you came. Later on, I could drive you home. No, I don't mind at all. Oh, I liked it too, and to tell you the truth, that wasn't my chair after all. Oh, I liked it too, and to tell that wasn't my chair after all.
I will not make the same mistakes that you did. I will not let myself cause my heart so much misery. I will not break the way you did. You felt so hard.
With Bubba Bo, first thing every weekday on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
A Since you turned the tables on me, I've been steady learning lonely, keeping this turntable spinning. Everything from Jones to Jennings, slowly planning my survival in a 3-foot stack of vinyl. Since you had to walk out of here, I've been having a record year. I bet you thought before you left, I'd just sit in silence by myself, turn this house into a jail, dying slow in a living hell. But love's got a funny way of keeping score, and you're leaving lit up my scoreboard. I usually make it through Saturday, so all bets are off when I flip her over. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer, I'm having a record year. Quarter notes and Hank's halftime, I'm pounding on this heart of mine. Song to song, I pass my time with these speakers on 10. Your good and gone keeps me up all night, along with songs in the key of life. I'm either gonna get over you or I'm gonna blow out my ears. Yeah, you're out there now doing God knows how, and I'm stuck here having a record year. For my record year. Lord knows it hangs half time. A pound of gold is a heart of mine. Song to song, I pass my time with these speakers on 10. Your good and gone keeps me up all night, along with songs in the key of life. I'm either gonna get over you or I'm gonna blow out my ears. Yeah, you're out there now doing God knows how, but I'm stuck here having a record year. Yeah, I'm having a record year. We'll be right back.
just take it to the house before anybody starts getting crazy. So I started walking across the floor before I got to the door. Oh no, somebody just bought a shot of that Patron. Hang on, I just might have to stay.
Savista Bank offers checking accounts that match the way you live. Learn more at Savista.bank. Member FDIC. Focused on you. Thank you for listening to your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3 WSCH, Aurora, Lawrenceburg, Harrison, Hidden Valley, and Hebron.
Every girl in this town's felt the wind in her hair. From the Ferris wheel spinning at the county fair. Looked out from the top and wondered what's out there for me. Every girl in this town's had a Friday night that ended in tears in the yellow porch light. Thinking it was love, but it was just 17. We dance and we laugh till we all fall down.
hacienda. And though I'm out on the highway, my thoughts are still with her. Such a strange combination of a woman and a child. Such a strange situation, stopping every 100 miles, calling Baton Rouge. A replay of last night's events rolled through my mind. Except to see not to erase by sweet red wine. And I see a truck stop sign ahead, so I change lane. I need a cup of coffee and a couple dollars change, calling Baton Rouge. Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time. Send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time. Oh, 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 in Baton Rouge. Sweet Baton Rouge. My Baton Rouge.
Hey, yo, it's Crazy Harry, and it's just that simple. Cars and trucks, cheaper in Milan at the Dom TP Auto Center.
Singing along is not only allowed, it's encouraged.
Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might want to close your eyes for this. People say I got a drinking problem, but I got no problem drinking it up.
Eagle Country 99.3.
You painted on.
of that Patron. Hang on, we've been here all night long. On, on, it would be so wrong if we didn't ask one more song. Show on, those jeans you painted on, on, on. Yeah, on, on, those jeans you painted on, on, on.
The second you walked through the door, I caught a buzz. One taste from your lips knocked me out just like a drug. The rest of the night's kind of blurry, now the sun's peeking through the shades. I can't help but laugh, cause I kind of like feeling this way. I woke up, still drunk, drunk on your love, love. And the fire in your eyes, it gets me fumbling, always stumbling through a haze. I got plenty to do, just laying here with you all day.
Eagle Country 99.3.
Go ahead and crank this on up. South of the Mason-Dixon, working, spitting, hunting, and fishing. Stone cold country by the grace of God. I was gassing up the other day, an old boy pulled up with a license plate from Ohio. Thought, oh, good Lord, he's lost. From his Wranglers to his boots, he reminded me of Chrysler Dude. And that coat and big and smile, country must be countrywide. And every state, there's a station playing Cash, Hank, Willie, and Waylon. Flooring cars and four-wheel drives. There's cowboys and hillbillies, farm towns, big cities. There ain't no doubt in my mind, country must be countrywide. And it ain't where it's at.
how you live. We weren't raised to take, but we were raised to give the shirt off our back to anyone in need. We bow our heads before we eat, before we start our day, before we fall asleep, cause in God we trust and we believe. Yeah, we see what's wrong, and we know what's right. And old Hank said it all, and he said country folks can't survive. And every state, there's a station, playing Cash Hank Willie and Wayne, for him calls and for wheel drives. There's cowboys and hillbillies, farm towns and big cities. There ain't no doubt in my mind, country must be countrywide. Yeah. Get on it, though. Every state, there's a station. Come on.
The new.
In my brain, dialing up everything I want to say, but I'm still one number away.
The note.
Got a one-way ticket on a westbound train.
And the legends.
Oh, oh, grandpa, tell me about the good old days.
They all play here. Your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
An old flame can burn. You're a feeling I haven't forgot. The love I can't unlearn. You've become a memory I can't live without. You'll always be a fire I can't put out. Don't know how to handle the dream you left behind. It's like a lighted candle burning up my mind. At least I'm happy knowing what love's all about. You'll always be fire I can't put out. Embers to ashes, that's how it should be. You'd think by now my heart would know. It could set you free. The things I tried, the tears I've cried, I guess there's no doubt. You'll always be a fire I can't put out. I don't know how to handle the dream you left behind. Like a lighted candle burning up my mind. At least I'm happy knowing what love is all about. always be a fire I can't put out. You'll always be a fire I can't put out.
Wake up with Bubba Bo, first thing every weekday on your hometown radio station. Eagle Country 99.3.
Guys and gals, it's Barney at Car Country.
Hey, True.
That's right. I've got the Rat Man True with me today. And True, what are we here to talk about?
Trunk or Treat.
That's exactly right. Guys and gals, we're getting ready to do Trunk or Treat in Harrison.
October 26th, 2 to 4 p.m.
And we're getting ready to do it at Aurora.
October 30th, 4 to 6 p.m.
Wow, you get these dates and times down perfect. But I tell you something that you guys and gals don't know. Guys and gals, you need to bring your little guys and gals, and we have prizes.
We're going to be giving away gift cards, oil change vouchers, and concerts to see Old Dominion.
Oh, wow. And all they got to do is come and register?
That's all they got to do.
So did you guys and gals hear that? That the big guys and gals bring the little guys and gals and gets candy, and the big guys and gals get toys. Wow. You got to come and see us. Car Country Harrison, Car Country Aurora. Stop down and see my man.